Baseball is on the air. We begin each game day with the Kerry Hofstadter pregame show. Now here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Sports Director, Mike Will.
And good afternoon. Welcome to the Boltman Center in Orange City, Iowa, this afternoon. Hastings College basketball in 1230 KHIS. Hastings on the road today taking on the Red Raiders of Northwestern. The women's game is up first. A couple of minutes with Hastings College head coach Kerry Hofstadter. And coach, obviously another big task for you here today. A very talented bunch we'll see in Northwestern.
Absolutely. You know, Northwestern has always traditionally been a really good offensive team, and this year is no exception. You know, they've got a couple really good scorers, and then they have a really nice contingent of role players who really know how to get those couple of scorers the ball in situations where they can score it. So we'll have our hands full today defensively, and you know, I think Northwestern's defense over the past couple of years has really improved too.
You guys involved with finals did not have the midweek game this week. How do you guys treat that? It's always tough coming off of a finals week.
Right. We, you know, we obviously gave them a couple of days off early in the week so they could get their finals taken care of, and then you know, midweek we tried to have a couple practices that were emulating the intensity of a game, you know, and get a really good workout in and good practice in. So, and then obviously the later in the week we prepared just like we would in a regular week, and so you know, we got a couple of days of rest in, and hopefully now with finals done and our kids can focus on the game.
Maybe anxious to get back on the floor again, huh?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of an odd thing after you played, you know, 13 games into the season and kind of get a few days of a break. It was nice for our kids, but I think they're anxious to get back on the court, and there's nothing better than jumping back on the court against number 8 three-time national championship team. So
last week, or the last Saturday, your last time out, a loss to Briar Cliff, but that's a ball game. You guys were right in and had a chance to maybe pull the upset at home.
Yeah, you know, the first half I thought we guarded them really well and took them out of a lot of things that they were trying to do, especially Chelsea Morton did a great job on, you know, their best player. You know, the second half they made a couple of adjustments, especially in their press. They extended it a little bit further out in the half court, and that really disrupted us, and we didn't respond very well to that. And then again, we didn't guard, defend as well in the second half. You know, when you hold a team to 29 points in the first half, it's averaging about 80. You think you have a pretty good chance, but you know, the second half we kind of we let them go off, and I think they, you know, scored over 50 points, and you know, it makes for a long day.
What was the problem defensively in the second half?
Well, you know, they had a couple other kids that really started to look to score, and you know, we didn't do a very good job of guarding around their best player, so we were able to kind of limit her touches and limit her opportunities to score. But then, you know, they had a couple other players who typically don't look to score very much, kind of, you know, hit some shots and were able to get to the basket and shoot a bunch of free throws.
Melissa Thompson, again, another good performance for you against Briar Cliff, 15 points and 9 rebounds. She's kind of playing with a get-tough attitude all of a sudden.
Yeah, Melissa Thompson has done a great job of really buying into what we're trying to do. And then on top of that, you know, the kid just knows how to work. She just outplays. She beats people to loose balls and just goes and gets rebounds. And she does all the little things that don't get a lot of credit or, you know, attention. But you know, she's doing a great job for us, and you know, we're looking for her to continue to contribute. And she's been the last couple of games one rebound away from double-double the last two games in a row. So she's playing really hard and really well for us.
You've got some more games left yet this month, but this is your last conference game before your Christmas break. Obviously, an important one as you try to sneak above the 500 mark.
Yeah, you know, we have this game on the road, and then we have two more down in Kansas next week, right at the beginning of the week, Monday, Tuesday. So it's going to be a really quick turnaround for our kids and a lot of traveling. And so just lock in and get a couple of these. It's a big week for us, and it'd be great to go into the break, you know, with a winning record. But, you know, we've got some tough challenges ahead.
Obviously, you're still seeking improvements. Which area, offensively, defensively, both?
I think both. You know, I think there are times where defensively we're pretty good, and it kind of, in those times where we're struggling offensively, it keeps us in the games. And then, you know, if we let up at all defensively or in moments where we kind of maybe take a hard breath and get a little bit tired, we've got to be able to push through those times and really trust that our defense is going to keep us in the games when we're struggling offensively, which we have been the last couple of games, especially in the second half. And so, you know, we need to just continue to try to put 40 minutes of just absolute effort defensively forth, and then, you know, offensively it'll come. You know, we just, like I said, if we can create some turnovers and transition opportunities from our defense, it takes a lot of pressure off of our offense to have to score out of a set every time down the court.
You guys had 30 turnovers a week ago against the Briar Cliff, shot just 1 of 13 from three-point territory. We're going to see a very similar team today. Obviously, those two areas we'll probably have to improve on to stay in this thing.
Yeah, you know, turnovers have been kind of a thorn in our side all season, and it's something that we really have been emphasizing and trying to focus on and clean up. You know, there are times where we take really good care of the ball, and then other times where we'll have, you know, multiple turnovers in a row, and those are the ones that are really killing us. The Briar Cliff game last week, you know, we were within five and then came down, and I think we turned it over three or four possessions in a row. And so, you know, those kind of things we've got to start to eliminate if we want to be able to beat teams, you know, like Briar Cliff and Northwestern and some of the better teams in our conference. So turnovers is definitely an area that we need to fix, and they will look very similar to the same team that we saw in Briar Cliff. They're going to play us a little bit in the full court. They'll run a kind of a 1-1-2-1 full court press that we're going to have to really execute our game plan and take care of the ball and try to attack and score. And maybe if we're effective at it, you know, they'll pull it off a little bit earlier than they may have if we turn it over early.
All right, we'll take a break and come back and talk about Northwestern as our pregame show continues after this.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
Back with Hastings College women's basketball coach Kerry Hostetter. The Broncos on the road today in Orange City, Iowa, getting set to take on Northwestern, a team that comes in here ranked number 8 in the country. You were not here a season ago, Coach, but last year we came up here and did not handle the press very well in the backcourt, turned the ball over a lot and got blown out of here. Obviously, that's the main focus today, just getting the ball up the court against this very tough defense.
Yeah, you know, they've been pressuring lots of teams in our conference in the full court, And you know, we have a couple of different things that we can do. We've talked about it a lot, obviously, worked on it a lot in practice, and you know, we can break it. And again, it goes back to just taking care of the ball and valuing each possession. And if we can get it past half court, you know, we'll be fine. In the half court, I think that, you know, you can take advantage a little bit of some of their defensive things that they're trying to do because they fall back into a man, and so. It's definitely going to be a focus for us, and you know, it's really going to depend. It's going to depend and dictate kind of on how the game goes.
A couple of stars on Northwestern. First of all, Kendra DeYoung. She's what, the second leading scorer, the number one rebounder in the conference this week. Obviously, she's going to be a load for us to handle.
Absolutely, and again, our strategy is always with those types of players to limit their touches. You know, to really make them work to get the ball, and then when they do, make sure that they have to take a tough shot. And you know, Chelsea Morton, we'll start with her on her today. And you know, Chelsea's done a great job on you know, GPAC team stars lately. And you know, she really thrives in that role. She loves to guard the best offensive player. And so we'll look to limit her touches, and yet at the same time, it's going to be a team effort. They set a lot of flare screens and back screens, you know, she reminds me a lot of Deb Remedy and how Deb played with just – she uses screens to get herself open and really, really offensive, just savvy about when and where she can get shots.
We stopped DeYoung, then they've got Samantha Kleinsasser, who's the third leading scorer in the conference. So, yeah, kind of a double-barreled shotgun we got stopped today.
Yeah, you know, and she's improved a ton from game film I've watched in the past. You know, she's got some really good moves in the post, and she can hit a mid-range jumper, and both of those two run the floor really well, and that's what is so different about this Northwestern team compared to years in the past is normally Northwestern has six or seven or eight kids that can really knock down threes, and this year that's not the case. They actually, they're four of their five starters, you know, they've shot a combined like two or three-pointers, so except for one player. You know, it's going to be a different look. They really score a lot and are dependent on their transition game. And so we're going to have to really get the ball under control and make sure we don't give them easy buckets, even off of made shots. They really push the ball, and that's where they're effective this year. DeYoung hasn't taken a three all season, and several of their other players haven't either. And so we're really going to have to be smart in how we guard and understand how they're going to get their shots.
Obviously, I have to do the job with the boards today, too. This is the number one rebounding team in the conference.
Yeah, you know, and rebounding is about two things. It's one about who wants the ball more, you know, and we've got to want it more. And we've got to, obviously you got to box out too, and you got to be fundamental in the things that you're doing. But it really boils down to effort. That's definitely an effort category that we need to make sure we win today. I felt like we did a pretty good job against Briarcliff last week on the offensive boards, but we've got to convert some of those. One thing to crash the boards and get yourself another opportunity, but then you've got to convert it, and that's the part that we struggled with last week. And so again, yeah, that's absolutely something that we've been focusing on this week, and know we need to keep the young off the boards, obviously, but also we need to crash the boards and get some more opportunities.
Obviously, underdogs on the road here today against one of the better teams, not only in the JUPAC but the nation. But how do we pull off an upset here in a tough place to play?
Well, I told the kids earlier today that it comes down to effort, you know, comes down to who wants to win the game more and who's going to compete every possession, and you know, that's something that we need to put together 40 minutes. Over the course of the last couple of weeks, we've had some really good halves against some really good teams, but we need to put two good halves together in order to win today. We also need to, you know, make sure that we defensively can slow them down and make sure that they don't score in transition. We got to make them earn them in the half court and really grind it out.
Have we played a 40-minute ball game yet?
I don't believe we have. I mean, we've come close a couple of times. I thought the College of the Ozarks game early in the season, we played probably 30 minutes, 35 maybe, really good minutes. And then, you know, that we've had those little lapses where we have 5 or 10 minutes of a game where, you know, we're not getting stops, and you know, we allow some easy scoring opportunities and then turn it over. So and all those things work together, obviously, when you're turning the ball over, the other team's you know, getting easier opportunities on the offensive end. So we've got to value the ball, and you know, it's about us today. We're focusing on us and our effort and making sure that we're competing. Thanks.
Gary Hofstetter, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. Starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. Hastings and Northwestern today on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Kerry Hofstetter pregame show on Hastings' link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Now, stay tuned for the tip-off straight ahead.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? The same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper, north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, for a free estimate.
Hastings College play-by-play is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Boltman Center. We're in Orange City, Iowa this afternoon. Hastings College basketball in 1230 KHAS. Hastings getting set to take on Northwestern in a women's men's basketball doubleheader today. Women's game is up first. Broncos coming in. A record of 7 wins and 6 losses on the season. Hastings sitting at 3-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Northwestern going to be a tough chore today for Hastings College. The Red Raiders come in 9-3 on the season. They are 4-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Northwestern ranked number 8 this week in the NAIA Division II coaches basketball poll. Northwestern has won their last 4 games of the season, including their last outing a week ago today, as they won a non-conference game at Martin Luther up in New Ulm, Minnesota, winning that ball game by a score of 102-57. Also during this stretch, Northwestern has got a win over Dort on the road, 71-51. They beat Nebraska Wesleyan here at home, 103-61. And they beat Mount Marty on the road, 62-51. The losses so far for Northwestern have been to Morningside, 72-70, to Briarcliff, 91-79, and to Indiana Wesleyan in the NAIA showcase earlier this season in La Crosse, Wisconsin, losing that ball game by a score of 75-59. The defending national champions, as Hastings College will face the Red Raiders here this afternoon. Hastings is coming in, like I said, a record of 7 wins, 6 losses on the season, 3-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings losing the last time out last Saturday at home to Briarcliff, 82-69. At one point in the season, Hastings had a 4-game winning streak with wins over Midland, York, Sterling, and Doan. Since then, Hastings has dropped 2 out of the last 3 games. In addition to that loss at Briarcliff, they also dropped one on the road at Dakota Wesleyan, sandwiched with a win on the road at Nebraska Wesleyan. So a big ball game for Hastings College here this afternoon. Hastings currently in a tie for 5th place in the conference with Dakota Wesleyan and Mount Marty. Northwestern currently sitting in 4th place in the conference, looking to keep their championship hopes alive here before the month of December is out. Concordia is still undefeated in the conference. They're at 6-0, 12-0 overall, ranked number 1 in the country. Briarcliff is ranked number 6 in the country. They're 5-1 in the conference, 11-1 overall. Morningside also with just one loss. They're 5-1, 10-1 overall. They're ranked number 3 in the country. And then Northwestern in there at 4-2 and 9-3. So it's Hastings College and Northwestern here this afternoon in a big battle for Kerry Hofstetter. She returns up here to the Boltman Center in Orange City, Iowa. She faces the Red Raiders here this afternoon. Their starting lineups today brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, 3 convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. Before we get to the starting lineups, we're going to have the playing of the national anthem as we get set for GPAC basketball this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. Singing in the national anthem as we get set for basketball again here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. Giving the starters for Northwestern here today, Paige O'Neill will start one of the guard positions, a 5'6" sophomore out of Hornick, Iowa. O'Neill is averaging 3 points and 2.5 rebounds per ball game. Also, Karen Hudson is a 5'8" sophomore from Logan, Iowa. Hudson is averaging 12.7 points and 4.7 rebounds per game. It'll be Allie Dunkelberger, a 5'9" junior from Laconia, Minnesota. Dunkelberger is averaging 11 points and 4.4 rebounds per game. Samantha Kleinsasser is a 6-foot junior out of Huron, South Dakota. She is averaging 15.6 points and 5.8 rebounds per game. The other starter will be Kendra DeYoung, a 6-foot senior out of Hospers, Iowa. Kendra DeYoung is the number 2 scorer in the conference this week, averaging 18.4 points per ball game. She is the number 1 rebounder, averaging 8.9 rebounds per game. Chris Yao is the head coach at Northwestern, now in his second season here in Orange City. Hastings College will go with Cammy Breckman this afternoon, a 5'9" junior out of Silver Lake, averaging 8.8 points, 4.2 rebounds per game. Brittany Wong is a 5'3" senior from Carmichael, California. Wong is averaging right at 7 points per ball game and 2.9 rebounds per game. Melissa Thompson is a 5'11" senior out of Papillion. Thompson is averaging 5.5 points and 5.2 rebounds per game. The other starters for Hastings will be Laurel Zwiener. Zwiener is a 6'4" junior out of Pleasanton, Nebraska, averaging 4.8 points and 4.5 rebounds per game. And Chelsea Morton, a 5'7" freshman out of Holdridge, is the other starter, averaging 10.6 points and 5.2 rebounds per ball game. Kerry Hofstetter, the head coach at Hastings College in her first season with the Broncos. Starting labs have been brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank, now with 3 locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, 322 North St. Joe. Hastings 5 Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. Hastings going to be dressed in their road black uniforms here this afternoon, shooting to our basket to our left. Northwestern giving their homestanding white jerseys here this afternoon, trimmed and lettered in the red and the black. Northwestern has really owned Hastings. They have won 4 straight over the Broncos, 7 of the last 9, but Hastings still leads the overall series 26-18 over Northwestern. Ball is in the air. Northwestern controls the opening tip. Red Raiders very good offensively, averaging 80.3 points per ball game on offense. Hastings College will have to control that here this afternoon. There's Kleinsasser underneath the basket. It sounds up and in. Samantha Kleinsasser scores right off of the bat there. She got the ball just to the right of the basket and lays it in. 2-0 is the score. Northwestern is down on top. Hastings College with the ball now. Cammy Breckman has got it. Breckman comes across the top to Laurel Zwiener. Now to Brittany Wong. Man-to-man defense here for Northwestern to start off the ball game. That's Melissa Thompson. Entry pass. They get it inside. That is Wong. Her shot right in front of the basket is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Hudson. Hudson runs her back on the dribble now for Northwestern. Moves it down on the baseline. There's a feed inside to Kleinsasser. Her shot from 5 feet away is no good. Rebound comes down to Zwiener. Outlet pass to the far sideline. Brittany Wong. Brittany gets it in the hands of Morton now. Back out to Wong out here in 3-point territory. Just underway. 2-0 is the score. Northwestern has got the lead. Bruckman gets it inside to Zwiener. Her shot up there, no good. Gets her own rebound. Follows and scores. Laurel Zwiener scores for Hastings College. It's a 2-2 ball game. Broncos applying the pressure here in backcourt. There's Kendra DeYoung. Comes back to the center of the floor. That's Dunkelberger. Brings it into the offensive zone. Down to Hudson. Hudson brings it back out on top to Dunkelberger. Two-handed pass underneath. Paige O'Neill. Her shot is up and in. A backdoor cut. No one around for the Hastings College defense that time. Paige O'Neill lays it in easily. It's a 4-2 ball game. Northwestern, the 8th-ranked team in the country, out on top of upset-minded Hastings here this afternoon. There's Bruckman at the top of the key. Swings it left side down to Melissa Thompson. Dribbles to the elbow, left side of the lane. Can't put up a shot. Down to Brittany Wong. Takes it down on the baseline. Goes for the hole. Her shot no good. Kleinsasser grabs the rebound for Northwestern. That shot did not draw iron there for Brittany Wong. Running back the other way is going to be Paige O'Neill for Northwestern. Paige stops out here 25 feet away from the basket. Now to Hudson. Lobs it inside. It's too far. Throws it over the head of a Kleinsasser. And the ball is recovered here by a Zwiener of Hastings. Up the floor. Now to Thompson. Her shot for 3 is up there. No good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot by Bruckman. No good. Rebound comes down to Kendra DeYoung. Long pass down to 4. They get it to Hudson on the breakaway or driving layup. Good. Karen Hudson scored. That's her field goal, and Carrie wants to call a timeout. 17 minutes and 43 seconds to play here in the first half. Northwestern out of the gates in a hurry. It's the Red Raiders 6, Hastings College 2.
Caring about customers first is a Midas commitment and our pledge to you. Trust your Midas Auto Service and tire experts for all your car care needs. Midas is the best place for new tires. Stop into Midas and receive a free alignment check and a $75 mill-in rebate with the purchase of 4 select Cooper tires. Midas will also include free rotation and free flat repair for the life of your tires. Midas, total car care, total customer care. Midas of Grand Island and Kearney.
Limited time offer.
Trust the Midas touch.
1230 KHAS.
Northwestern down to an early 6-2 lead here over Hastings College. The Broncos today playing without the services of Holly Bauer, who did not make the trip to Orange City today. Down with a virus, and obviously not making the trip here to Orange City today. So a little bit of depth problem for Hastings College as Bauer is out of the rotation. 6-2 is the score. Northwestern has got the lead. Here's a feed inside to Thompson. Turnaround jumper in the lane is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Northwestern. Running back the other way is going to be Kendra DeYoung, the leading rebounder in the conference. Is a long-range jumper put up there and in by Dunkelberger. Allie Dunkelberger scores from just inside the three-point ring. That's now an 8-2 ball game in favor of Northwestern. The Red Raiders are the best shooting team in the nation, hitting 51% of their field goal tries so far this year. They're dead on so far today. 8-2 is the score. Northwestern with the early lead over Hastings College. With the ball on the left side, now it's Chelsea Morton. Morton throws it to the left side of the lane. That's going to be Thompson. Feeds it inside to paint there. There's a shot taken up and in by Cammy Bruckman. Bruckman spinning in the lane and scoring there. She's got 2 points in the ball game. The Broncos now trailing by a score of 8-4. Here comes Northwestern attacking the Hastings press as they break it easily. Paige O'Neill has got it now in the offensive zone. Over here to Dunkelberger, right side of the lane. Entry pass underneath the basket to Hudson. Her shot good, and she's fouled. Darren Hudson scoring there underneath the hole for Northwestern, and she is fouled into play. The personal foul is going to go on Frankie Peterson, who just checked into the ballgame. Frankie Peterson draws a personal foul for Hastings. That's going to be her first foul. Now going to the free throw line now for Northwestern will be Karen Hudson, 75% foul shooter on the season. Her shot is up there and in. 3-point play, and Northwestern is out to an 11-4 lead over Hastings College with 16 minutes and 30 seconds to play here in the first half. Back with the ball for Hastings will be Brittany Wong. Takes it to the far sideline to Chelsea Morton, looking to drive it against Hudson. She does. The shot's going to be blocked down by Hudson. And the ball is rebounded here by DeYoung. DeYoung gets it in the hands of Paige O'Neill. And now a double dribble violation on O'Neill, bringing the ball up the floor. Second turnover on Northwestern here in the ballgame. 11-4 is the score. Hastings College trailing the Northwestern Red Raiders. Hastings will play things in right in front of the scorer's table on the far sideline, as Frankie Peterson will key things in for the Broncos. Hastings, ninth in the conference this week in offensive production, averaging only 63 points per ball game. They are number 4 defensively, however, giving up only 59.6. Hastings off to try to shut down a high-scoring team this afternoon in Northwestern, who's averaging 80 points per ball game. Here comes some contact out here in three-point territory as Frankie Peterson drew a lot of traffic out there. Personal foul is going to go on Northwestern, and a go on Allie Dunkelberger. That's going to be her first team foul, number 1 on the Red Raiders. Hastings College will play things in off of the far sideline. They get it to Brittany Wong. Wong takes it on the far sideline out of Chelsea Morton, looking to drive it. Can't do it. Either Josie Schomp is into the ball game now for Hastings. Far sideline right in front of the Northwestern bench. That's a Chelsea Morton out of Schomp trying to drive it, and she draws a personal foul. Schomp trying to take the ball with a hole there for Hastings and draws a personal foul on the Red Raiders. Second personal foul. It's going to go on Dunkelberger, the second team foul called in Northwestern. Dunkelberger is going to check out of the ball game, and checking in now for Northwestern will be Mallory Cunard. So Cunard into the ball game. Hastings will play it in from underneath their own basket. Brittany Wong comes out on top. That's going to be Morton with the ball. Morton winds her way between defenders, takes the ball to the basket. Her shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Cunard. Outlet pass comes to the far sideline to Hudson. Here come the Red Raiders. Cunard has got the ball. Swings it left side now. That's going to be Cassidy Brian who's into the ball game now. Out to Kendra DeYoung. DeYoung feeds the ball inside to Hudson. Her shot is up there, no good. She draws another personal foul. Karen Hudson will go back to the free throw line here for Northwestern. She's already got 5 points in the ballgame. The personal foul is whistled on Melissa Thompson of Hastings. That's going to be her first, the second team foul on the Broncos. There's a shot from the free throw line. It is up there. It's off of the left side. No good. So Hudson misses this one. She'll have one more. Northwestern hitting 75% of their free throw tosses so far this year. That is number one in the conference. They're number one in field goal percentage at 51% and fifth in three-point percentage at 32%. The second shot is going to be no good, but Northwestern grabs the rebound. Hudson gets it back as she drives the ball to the hole. She shoots and scores. Northwestern looking like it's going to be a runaway here early. 13-4 is the score. Northwestern out on top. Hastings back in their offensive zone. Josie Schomp at the top of the key. Swings it left side down to Brittany Wong. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles behind a screen from Melissa Thompson. Bounce pass comes to Thompson. on the left side, down in the corner now to Josie Schaap. Schaap comes back out to Thompson, 9 seconds in the shot clock. Thompson looking to penetrate, splits a couple of defenders, ball is knocked loose, the scramble is on. Thompson picks it up to Schaap. Schaap down to Brittany Wong, down into baseline to Morton, her shot is up and in. Chelsea Morton scoring there. Northwestern had that baby stopped. Hastings got the loose ball and got it around to Morton, and she banks it in. 13-6 is the score. Northwestern out on top by 7 points here at the Boltman Center in Orange City, Iowa this afternoon. Brian has got the ball. Brian out to Cutter, top of the key, backdoor cut again. They hit the Hudson, her shot is up and in. Karen Hudson has torched the Broncos with 9 points here early. It is now a 15-6 ball game. Northwestern has got the lead. Brittany Wong has got the ball for Hastings, comes across the top of the key now to a Josie Schaap. Schaap moves it inside to Melissa Thompson. Two-handed pass out to the right wing. A shot by Brittany Wong is going to be no good. Rebounded there by Cutter, and she's fouled in the play by Thompson. Melissa Thompson picks up her second personal foul. Coming into the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Druckmann. She will check in for Samuelson. Also checking back in for Hastings is going to be Zwiener. She checks in for Melissa Thompson. 15-6 is the score. Hastings having a tough time really controlling the backdoor cuts with Karen Hudson so far. Hudson with 9 points in the ball game for Northwestern. 15-6, the Red Raiders have the lead over Hastings College this afternoon. McKenzie Small into the ball game now. Out to Kleinsasser for three. Shot is up there and in. Samantha Kleinsasser scores a three-pointer. She's averaging 15 points per ball game, and Northwestern is out to a 12-point lead. It is 18-6. Here's Schaap with the ball. She loses to Bruckman. Her shot is up there no good, and she draws a personal foul. Bruckman took the ball to the hole there. It was knocked out of her hands. Lost it in the lane, but Bruckman picks it up and draws the personal foul. And now Cammie Bruckman will go to the free throw line here for Hastings College. Personal foul going to be whistled on DeYoung. That's going to be her first. So Bruckman to the free throw line. Her shot is up there, and the shot good. She's a 50% foul shooter in the season. Hastings is a team dead last in free throw percentage. They're hitting only 59% of their free throw tosses this year. They're next to the last in field goal percentage at 36%. Next to the last in three-point shooting at 25%. Here's the next shot. It's up there and in by Bruckman. She's now got 4 points in the ball game. It's now an 18-7 lead for Northwestern as the Red Raiders play it in here in backcourt. Cassidy Briung will bring things up now. Briung working in backcourt here against the Josie Schaap. Brings it into the offensive zone. Briung, her pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by Chelsea Morton. She drives. Morton has it knocked loose. Nearly travels with the ball. Gets it back outside here to Taz York. Her shot for three is no good. And a foul is going to be called on the rebound. So Hastings forces the turnover, but then they cannot convert offensively, cannot finish things off on the offensive end. And finally, they commit a personal foul on offense. The foul is going to go on Bruckman. That's going to be her first. Team foul number four on the Broncos here in the first half of play. 18-8 is the score. Northwestern out to a 10-point lead early. Red Raiders ranked number 8 in the country this week. 9-3 on the season. There's a pass that could be picked off. Picked off by Taz York here in backcourt. So Hastings forces their fourth turnover during the first couple of minutes of the ball game. Josie Schaap goes over to Morton on the far side. Out to Cammie Bruckman. Out here in three-point territory to Schaap. Schaap moves it over now to Cammie Bruckman to the far sideline again. That's Taz York to Schaap. Entry pass off with the fingertips of Zwiener. Second turnover in the ball game for Hastings. There comes Northwestern back with the ball. Paige O'Neill dribbles back into the lane, throws it out on the wing. Long-range jumper by Cunard from three is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Morton down the right sideline for Hastings College. Chelsea Morton dribbles inside the free throw circle, throws it out here to Bruckman for three. Shot is going to be up there no good, and the rebound comes down to Northwestern. Northwestern grabs the board. It's McKenzie Small. Gets it away to Paige O'Neill. She just drives it down the length of the floor and scores it off of the window. 20-8. Northwestern has got the lead. That's the second field goal for O'Neill. There's a long three-pointer put up there by Taz York. That's an air ball. Rebounded here by Hastings, though. Schaap gets the ball back inside to Zwiener. Her shot is up there no good, and she's fouling the play. So Hastings gets an offensive board there, and Zwiener draws the personal foul in the lane. And Laurel Zwiener will now go to the free throw line for Hastings College. That's going to be the fourth team foul called at Northwestern here. Personal foul is going to go on Ashley Williamson, who just checked in there. That's going to be her first personal. Zwiener to the free throw line for Hastings. Her shot is up there, and the shot is good. Laurel Zwiener, a 50% foul shooter coming in here. She is now 6 out of 11 from the free throw line. As we enter, averaging 4.8 points per ball game, 11:58 to play here in the first half. Next shot is up there around the rim and down. So Zwinger cans a pair of free throws. Hastings back to within 10 points. The inbounds pass is swatted back out of bounds by Breckman. So Hastings applying the pressure back here. Inbounding the ball is going to be Mackenzie Small for Northwestern. She will play things in to Cunard. Cunard gets the ball now to Paige O'Neill at the 10-second line. Dribbles down the floor, stops and pops right at the front of the free throw line. It's going to be no good. She gets her own rebound right side of the lane. Out to Kendra DeYoung. DeYoung hangs on to it out here in three-point territory. Lifts it back to Paige O'Neill. O'Neill runs the offense, goes over on the wing and the left side down to Brian. Brian now to O'Neill, back inside to DeYoung. She drives, shoots, and scores. Making it look easy. Kendra DeYoung takes it to the hole there. It's now a 22-10 ball game. Northwestern has got the lead. 11:27 to play here in the first half. Taz York has got it. Out of Josie Schaap. Schaap moves it over here to Cammie Breckman. They try the right side again to Schaap. Two-handed pass to Taz York. Flips it out to Morton. Her pass could be deflected out of bounds. Ashley Williamson deflects the ball out of bounds there for Northwestern. Hastings will play things in here on the near sideline. Schaap is going to check out of the ball game now for Hastings. And coming in is going to be, looks like it's going to be Brittany Wong checking in there. Wong has got the ball right now at the top of the key. Brittany Wong dribbles right to left across the top of the circle there. Goes to Chelsea Morton. Now down in the corner, there's a shot taken by Breckman for three. Is no good. The ball goes out of bounds. That's going to be Northwestern ball. 22-10 is the score. Hastings College trailing here in the ball game. Pressure again by the Broncos here in backcourt. Bringing the ball up the floor is going to be Mackenzie Small. Small stops here. Free throw line extended left side. Good defense by Breckman. Sends it down in the corner. That's Kendra DeYoung. Lobs it inside down to Williamson. Williamson back out to the top of the circle to O'Neill. Out to Williamson on the far sideline. She drives the ball right around Zwinger. Her shot can be blocked down from Zwinger from behind. Ball recovered here by Morton. Chelsea Morton runs her back the other way for Hastings. Bounce pass far sideline. Wong gets it back inside to Thompson. Back out to Wong. Out of Taz York. Back out to Brittany Wong. Down in the corner. There's a long-range jumper by Morton. It's going to be no good. Rebounded here by O'Neill, and a foul is going to be called on Hastings. Personal foul will go on Breckman of Hastings. That's going to be her second. That's going to be team foul number five of the Broncos here in this first half of play. 10:21 to go until halftime. Hastings trailing by a score of 22-10. Other games going on in the conference today. Briar Cliff is playing at Dort. Midland at Morningside. Hastings here against Northwestern. Nebraska Wesleyan at Mount Marty, all beginning at 2 o'clock. And later on this afternoon, Doan will play at Dakota Wesleyan beginning at 4. 22-10. Red Raiders have the lead early in this one. Paige O'Neill has got a free throw line extended left side. High post. Kleinsasser has got it. Kleinsasser now to Hudson. Lobs the ball back inside to DeYoung. The ball tipped away. DeYoung picks it back up. Now drives the ball down the baseline. It's deflected again and is picked up here by Morton. Turnover number 5 on Northwestern here in the ball game. Hastings has got the ball. Brittany Wong comes into the forecourt to Morton. Now far sideline again to Schaap. Entry pass to get it to Zwinger. Zwinger backs up, spins in the lane, puts it up there left-handed. Shot no good. Gets her own rebound. Zwinger has got it. Dribbles to the far sideline. Her pass intercepted. Intercepted by Hudson. Hudson runs her back the other way. She loses control of the ball. Picked up by Morton. Gets the ball down to Taz York. She drives, shoots, and scores. Hastings converts that turnover into points as Taz York gets her first field goal of the ball game. Now 22-12, Northwestern leading by 10 in this one. Mallory Cunard with the ball to Kleinsasser. Right at the elbow, right side of the lane. Takes it down on the baseline to Hudson. She drives, stops, and now a traveling violation. Darren Hudson whistled for the traveling violation. Turnover number 7 on Northwestern. Barry Lanning Healthcare is proud to team with Hastings College in presenting Bronco Athletics. We are in Orange City, Iowa this afternoon. Hastings College and Northwestern. The guys will go at 4 o'clock this afternoon. 22-12 is the score here. 9 minutes and 7 seconds to play in the first half. Here's a Samuelson back into the ball game now for Hastings. She's got the ball, double teamed down in the corner. Her pass intercepted. Intercepted by Mackenzie Small. She runs her back the other way. A nice feed down to Brian. Her shot no good. Rebound comes down to Morton. Northwestern had the numbers and it couldn't finish at the hoop. Brian misses the driving layup, and the rebound comes down to Hastings. Here come the Broncos back the other way. Samuelson sends it down to Morton, lobs it inside to Zwinger. Her pass back out on top is intercepted. Intercepted here by Hudson. She drives, shoots, and scores, and she's fouled into play. Brittany Wong picks up the personal foul for Hastings. Karen Hudson gets another breakaway layup. She's got 11 points in the ball game now for Northwestern, and she'll go to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. End of the ball game now for Hastings will be Sierra Williamson. She checks in for Zwiener. Also coming back in for Northwestern is going to be Allie Dunkelberger. And give Kendra DeYoung a quick little breather here. Karen Hudson to the free throw line, is 75% foul shooter for Northwestern. Her shot is up and in. She's now 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. She has scored 12 out of the 25 points here for Northwestern here in the first half. 25-12, Northwestern has got the lead. Morton comes over here to Samuelson. A long range two put up there, no good. Long rebound, it is loose, picked up by Dunkelberger. She gets it away to Hudson. Long pass down the floor. They get it to Small. Her pass in the lane is intercepted. Intercepted by Samuelson as she runs her back the other way. That is 8 turnovers now in Northwestern here in the ball game. And there's a traveling violation on Schomp. She got the feed right at the top of the key. And a traveling violation is called on Schomp. So that's 5 turnovers on Hastings College here in the ball game. Northwestern will play it in here in backcourt. Bronco basketball this afternoon on 1230 KHAS Hastings. And across the nation and around the world on the World Wide Web at www.hastingslink.com. We're in Orange City, Iowa this afternoon. Action from the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Cassidy Brien has got the ball over on the far sideline to Hudson. Cross-court pass to Brien. Lobs it inside to Kleinsasser. Her shot is up there over Williamson. No good. Gets her own rebound. Follows. Her shot no good, but she's hacked in the arm. Sierra Williamson going to be hit with a personal foul here for Hastings. That's going to be her first. And Samantha Kleinsasser goes to the free throw line now for Northwestern. Kleinsasser hitting 86% from the free throw line this year. 25 out of 29. Puts it up there and the shot short. She'll get one more. Good Northwestern, the number one team in the conference in free throw percentage. Knocking down 75% of their foul shots. There comes the next shot. It is up there. That one is no good. So a double miss there for Kleinsasser. Rebound comes down to Williamson of Hastings. Gets it away to Schomp. You'll see Schomp into the forecourt. Brittany Wong over on the wing. Brittany dribbles once, comes back out to Schomp. Down in the corner, that's Morton with the ball. Back out to Josie, top of the key. Entry passes off of the fingertips of Williamson out of bounds. Broncos turn it away for the sixth time here this afternoon. 7:36 to play in the first half, 25-12. Hastings trailing in the ball game. There's a Karen Hudson with the ball. Hudson gets it to Brien into the forecourt, stops at the free throw line. Goes out to McKenzie Small behind the screen. Small at the top of the key, holds it out there. Goes on the wing on the left side to Hudson. Dribbles to the elbow. Puts up a shot. No good, but she draws another personal foul. That's going to go on Chelsea Morton. That's going to be her first. And it's going to be Karen Hudson going back to the free throw line here for Northwestern to shoot two. She's already got 12 points in the ball game. So Hudson will toe the mark here for Northwestern. Her shot is up there. That's going to be no good. They missed 3 in a row from the charity stripe. Hudson, a 5'8" sophomore out of Logan, Iowa. Her next shot is up there. That one is short. And the rebound comes down here to Josie Schomp. So 4 straight misses for Northwestern from the free throw line. Schomp has got the ball for the Broncos. Goes over in the wing on the right side. That's Morton down in the corner. Now to Wong. Out to Josie Schomp out here in three-point territory. Back to Wong right in front of the Northwestern bench. Top of the key. Josie Schomp moves to her right. Reverses the ball now. Gets it to Samuelson. To Schomp. 7 seconds on the shot clock. Schomp bounce pass to Samuelson. Over here to Morton. Takes a shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Brien. Brien for Northwestern. Long pass down the floor. They get it up here to McKenzie Small. She stops. Gets it to Hudson. Hudson out of Kleinsasser. And a traveling violation called on Kleinsasser. A foul called. A couple of fouls going to be called on Hastings College on Kleinsasser. And she'll go to the free throw line now. Chelsea Morton picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her second. Team foul number 8 on the Broncos. Frankie Peterson into the ball game now for Hastings, replacing Chelsea Morton. 25-12 is the score. Hastings trailing. Samantha Kleinsasser back to the free throw line. I guess she's an 86% foul shooter in the season. Her shot is up there. That one is good. Now 1 out of 3 from the free throw line. And Kleinsasser will get one more. 6:44 to play here in the ball game. Hastings trailing Northwestern now by a score of 26-12. Here comes the next shot from Kleinsasser. It's up and in. 27-12. A 15-point lead. Hastings now attacking this Pressure defense. They break it easily. There's a shot by Schaap that's up there. That one is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Northwestern. That's DeYoung. She falls down, and a traveling violation is called. Kendra DeYoung came out of there with the ball and then fell down in the lane. And she's whistled for the traveling violation. Nine turnovers on Northwestern. Hastings will play things in. Broncos having a tough time finding the range here in this first half of play. Hastings will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. And now we got a traveling violation again. They get it into Samuelson over here. Traveling violation or a foul. We're going to have a foul called at Northwestern. Officials kind of look at one another. We got a foul called here on Northwestern. Hastings College again will play it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. That's going to be team foul number six on Northwestern. So Hastings will play it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Brittany Wong looking to key things in. She does to Williamson. Now to Wong again. Out here in three-point territory to Schaap. Josie Schaap moves it to the top of the key. Her three-pointer's been up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Paige O'Neill. Here come the Red Raiders back the other way. Her dribble is going to be taken away. Samuelson grabs it. Her driving layup is no good. And the rebound comes down to O'Neill. Long pass down to far sideline to McKenzie Small. Small taking the ball to the hole. Scoop shot is up there. It's good and she's fouled. McKenzie Small scoring there for Northwestern. She's fouled into play. And now she goes to the free throw line and trying to make this a three-point play. The foul is going to go on Schaap. That's going to be her first. It is now 29-12. Northwestern out on top here is McKenzie Small. We'll go to the free throw line. Here comes Taz York back into the ball game now for Hastings. Small to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's good. 30-12. Hastings down by 18 points here in the first 12 minutes of the ballgame. Brittany Wong, her pass across the midcourt stripe is going to be off of the fingertips of Frankie Peterson. It's recovered here by Northwestern. Turnover number 7 on Hastings College. There's a feed inside, a shot up and in. McKenzie Small scores. And now Carrie wants to call a timeout. She has seen enough. 5 minutes and 50 seconds to play here in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Northwestern 32, Hastings College 12.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
Hi, we're back here at the Boltman Center in Orange City, Iowa this afternoon. Boy, a tale of two different teams here. Northwestern hitting 13 out of 19 from the field in the first half for 68%. Hastings College just 4 out of 25 for 16%. Broncos are 0 out of 5 on three-pointers. Northwestern, 1 out of 2. 17 rebounds for Northwestern so far, 11 for Hastings College. Broncos are trailing early in this ballgame. It is 32-12. 5 minutes and 50 seconds to play. Hastings has really struggled offensively all season long there. Number 9 in the conference in offensive production, averaging 63.2 points per ballgame. They're far below that here today. They've got 12 points on the board, and we got 5:50 to play in the first half. There's a Brittany Wong with the ball down the far sideline. Wong takes it down in the corner. She's double-teamed. Her pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted. Here come the Red Raiders again, back on the move. Paige O'Neill has got it. That's turnover number 8 on Hastings. O'Neill picked up there by Brittany Wong out in three-point territory. And now she's going to burn a timeout here. Good defense by Wong. Northwestern has to burn a timeout. We're down to 5 minutes and 30 seconds to play. Here in the first half, we'll take a break with a score. Northwestern 32, Hastings College 12.
Whether you're thinking of buying or selling, contact the Real Estate Group of Hastings at 402-461-4888. Or you can log on to our website at regrouphastings.com for current listings, virtual tours, open houses, and agent information. For professional service you've come to expect, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. And right now you can come to Burt's before it hurts. Flu shots are available free of charge to all Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska customers. See Tom Choquette at Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue, and Mike Uradell at Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Northwestern inbounds the ball. Williamson has got it. Williamson moves it over on the wing on the left side down to Cutter. Diving for the hole. Here's a shot up there by Hudson. It's going to be no good. Williamson had the rebound. She lost it. Tries to save it on the baseline. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings' ball. So the Broncos hitting only 16% of their field goals so far in the first half of play. They have fallen behind by 20 points. 32-12 is the score. Here's Brittany Wong in backcourt. Comes over here to Frankie Peterson. Peterson back to Wong out here near the midcourt stripe. Brittany Wong, that was 15 on the shot clock. I'm trying to get something going here. There's a feed to Williamson. Breaks away. Throws it down in the corner to Thompson. Back out to Taz for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Cunard. Valerie Cunard with a rebound there for Northwestern. Gets it away to Paige O'Neill. O'Neill dribbles to the top of the three-point arc. Out to Cunard. Entry pass deflected away. Scramble is on. Picked up there by Hudson. Hudson gets it to McKenzie Small. She has it knocked loose. It goes out of bounds. That's going to be last touch there by Sierra Williamson of Hastings. So Northwestern will play things in. 14 seconds left in the shot clock. 4:40 remaining here in the first half. It's 32-12. Northwestern has got the lead over Hastings College. O'Neill comes out on top. There's a long-range jumper put up there. No good by Cunner. A three-pointer. It's an air ball. Goes out of bounds, and Hastings College will play things in. Gary Hofstetter can only stand in front of the Bronco bench in disbelief, trying to rally the troops here. 32-12 is the score. The Red Raiders out on top of Hastings College early. Frankie Peterson will inbound. They get it to a Brittany Wong. Now to Peterson in backcourt. Back to Wong. Approaching the midcourt stripe. Now to get it into the offensive zone. Frankie Peterson then throws the ball in the backcourt. The scramble is on. Taz Yorick comes up with it. Taz has got it inside now to Williamson. Scoop shot good. Sierra Williamson scoring there for Hastings. It's been a while since the Broncos have scored. They give it on the board there. 32-14 is the score. Northwestern has got the lead. There's Mallory Cutter now back into the offensive zone for Northwestern. Goes to Hudson. She drives the ball to the hole and she can be fouled again. A foul on Hastings. That's going to send Hudson back to the free throw line. That's 10 team fouls on Hastings so far here in this ball game. So Hudson will go to the free throw line here. She is 2 out of 6 from the line. And the shot is up there and in. Hudson will have one more. Cunner is going to check out of the ball game now. Kleinsasser is back in there for Northwestern. Here's a second shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Frankie Peterson has got the ball. Now to Brittany Wong to Taz Yorg. Takes it down on the baseline. 9 feet inside to Williamson. Her shot is up there. No good. Kleinsasser grabs the rebound. Samantha Kleinsasser. Outlet pass goes to O'Neill. O'Neill gets it to Dunkelberger. Dunkelberger here out to O'Neill. Top of the key. Swings it left side to Hudson. Hudson on the dribble. Takes it right to the rack. Shoots and misses. Rebound Kleinsasser. Her shot's blocked down from behind. Nice block there by Frankie Peterson. The ball recovered by Hastings. Running back the other way is going to be a Samuelson. Samuelson has got the ball right at the top of the three-point circle. Brittany Wong, left side of the lane, dribble penetration, throws it down on the baseline. Frankie Peterson drives, shoots, and scores. Peterson gets the field goal there for Hastings. It's now 33-16. Broncos down by 17. We're down to 3 minutes and 19 seconds to play. Here in the first half in the Boltman Center in Orange City. Paige O'Neill with the ball, now to Allie Dunkelberger. Wide open underneath the basket is shot by Karen Hudson is up and in. Nobody around that time within 5-10 feet of Hudson as she breaks loose and scores. Down 35-16. Here's Williamson, top of the key. Shot is up there. Good. I'd say her foot was on the line. A long-range two-pointer there by Sierra Williamson. She's now got 4 points in the ball game. 35-18. Hastings College trailing. Hudson gets the ball to Kleinsasser. Underneath the hole again to Paige O'Neill. The ball knocked out of her hands there by Wong. It's out of bounds. Now Paige O'Neill coming up a little bit gimpy here. They have turned an ankle down. Here's Paige O'Neill. We'll get back to her feet here. And play is going to be held up here momentarily. Now Northwestern is going to inbound the ball down here. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. They've got a 35-18 lead. There's DeYoung from the elbow. Her shot good. Kendra DeYoung, second leading scorer in the conference, averaging 18 points per ball game, gets her second field goal today, 37-18. Northwestern with the lead. Williamson with the ball, goes on to the far sideline to Schaap. Now to Wong, to Josie Schaap, right in front of the Red Raider bunch. Out to Wong. Here's a Frankie Peterson. Gets it back here to Samuelson. Back to Frankie, and she loses control of the ball out of bounds. Nobody out there defensively, as Frankie just lost that one off of her fingertips out of bounds. 9 turnovers on Hastings College in the ballgame, 37-18. Down to 2 minutes and 13 seconds to play. Here in the first half, Brian has got the ball. Cassidy Brian, as she comes into the forecourt for the Red Raiders. Driving the ball again toward the hole is going to be Dunkelberger, and she's going to draw a personal foul. So Dunkelberger now goes to the free throw line. Hastings way over the 10-foul limit here in this first half of play. Brittany Wong picks up her second. So Allie Dunkelberger goes to the free throw line. She's a 94% foul shooter in the season. She's at 18 out of 19 from the free throw line. And make it 19 out of 20 as that one goes down through the hole. Dunkelberger averaging 11 points per ball game. Dunkelberger will have one more here. She's a 5'9" junior out of Waconia, Minnesota. DeYoung checks out. Here comes Hudson back into the ball game now for Northwestern. She has been on fire so far today. She's got 15 points in the ball game. Again, Northwestern leading by 20. Make it 21 as that one goes down. Dunkelberger 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Now 39-18. Biggest lead of the ball game now for Northwestern here in the first half. Peterson has got the ball. Now to Williamson into the forecourt. As they get it over there to Abby Jackson, who's into the ball game now. The former St. Cecilia Hawkette seeing some playing time here in the first half. Hastings with the ball. Here's Samuelson. Comes across the top. That's Josie Schaap inside now to Williamson. Williamson up and under. A shot is up. It's good, but a traveling violation. Williamson working inside there against Kleinsasser is whistled for the traveling violation. 10 turnovers on Hastings College here in the ball game. 39-18 is the score. Broncos down by 21 points. But it's 36 left here in the first half. Here's Mallory Cunard with the ball, top of the key. Mackenzie Small moves it over in the wing to Hudson. Free throw line jumper is put up there and in. Cassidy Graham getting the field goal there right at the free throw line. It's now 41-18. Northwestern has got the lead. Abby Jackson for Hastings College. Comes here to Frankie Peterson. Now moves it down in the corner. With the basketball down there is going to be Samuelson. Bounce pass comes inside to Williamson. Williamson throws it to the near side. It's behind Jackson out of bounds. Jackson wasn't looking for it. He goes sailing right by her right ear out of bounds. Turnover number 11. So Hastings with 11 turnovers here in the first half. They've got 18 points on the board. 41-18. Northwestern out on top, and the Red Raiders will inbound the ball here in backcourt. Playing things in will be Brian, Cassidy Brian. And Brian will bring things up against Jackson of Hastings. Brian on the move here, brings it into the offensive zone. Brian, bounce pass, Kleinsasser grabs it. Kleinsasser to the top of the key. Hudson has got it. Hudson moves it over on the left side to Cunard. Her shot from 12 feet away is off of the mark, no good. Rebound comes down to Samuelson. Holly Samuelson, long pass down to Ford. They get it to Jackson. Jackson now to a Josie Schaap. Josie drives the ball toward the goal. Her scoop shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Mackenzie Small for Northwestern. Long pass down to Ford to Hudson. She grabs it, shoots, and misses. Rebound Kleinsasser. First shot hits the underside of the glass. It's no good. Ball comes out here in three-point territory. Picked up by Northwestern. A feed into the lane is going to be intercepted by Williamson, and now a foul is called. Northwestern with a couple of shots there, and they couldn't finish. Now a personal foul is called here. In backcourt, it's going to go on Northwestern. That's going to be their seventh team foul of this first half. And we're going to walk to the other end of the floor now and add some free throws. That's going to be Williamson going to the free throw line. Personal foul went on Cassidy Brian. That's going to be her first. So through the free throw line for Hastings will be Williamson. She's got 2 field goals, 4 points so far today. 54% foul shooter. And her free throw is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Kleinsasser for Northwestern. Gets it away. Mackenzie Small runs it into the forecourt now. Stops. Comes across the top to Hudson. Entry pass inside to get it to Brian. Her shot is up and in. Cassidy Brian scores. Northwestern has scored 43 points here in the first half. 6 seconds left. Coming across the midcourt stripe. Long feet to get it down to Samuelson. His shot to be blocked down by Kleinsasser. And that's the way the first half ends. Wow. The Northwestern Red Raiders all over Hastings College here in women's college basketball. At halftime, Northwestern out on top of Hastings. The Red Raiders 43, Hastings College 18. You're listening to Bronco Basketball today on 1230 KHAS.
Santa wears Husker Red, and so can you, along with a lot of other team colors from the new TM Sporting Goods downtown Kearney. Santa and you might also consider Under Armour for those crisp outdoor jaunts. See Steve and Tino for all sorts of sporting goods, equipment, and accessories for every sport.
And the know-how to help you buy it right.
Holiday hours till 6, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Thursday till 8, Saturday 9:30 to 5:30, Sunday 12:30 to 4:30. On the bricks at 2217 Central. Like them on Facebook for holiday specials at TM Sporting Goods. And for stocking stuffers, get tickets to the Heartland Hoops Classic.
I'm sick and tired of every bar in town calling themselves a sports bar. Just because the word sports is in their name and they put up a couple jerseys doesn't make you a sports bar. No. That's why I made the Real Sports Bar checklist. First, do they have a large selection of beers, drafts, and mixed drinks?
Booyah!
Do they serve hot wings and other sports-related food?
Booyah!
Are there a buttload of HD TVs that play only sports?
Booyah!
Last of all, stand up and yell. Did the crowd cheer with you? When you're looking for a real sports bar, head to the Bullseye, West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Do you often find yourself having back pain and making a sound like, or? What if I told you the pain could go away without any costly procedures or expensive medication? Take the natural approach with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic. Dr. Troy E. Wilson believes chiropractic care is your best option to achieve the best quality of life possible. Get back in the game with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic, located 321 North Burlington and online at hastingsfamilychiropractic.com.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Boltman Center in Orange City, Iowa this afternoon. The eighth-ranked team of the country, Northwestern, putting it to Hastings College today. It is 43-18 here in halftime. Red Raiders jumping out to an early lead in this one. In fact, it was 11-4 within about the first 3.5 minutes of this ball game, and they kept the pressure on as Northwestern got out to a double-digit lead at 18-6. It was 22-10, 27-12. 32-12 with 5 minutes and 50 seconds to play. And you get the picture as the Broncos really had a tough time putting points on the scoreboard in the first half as we wait for the first half statistics to make their way up here today. Hastings having a tough time with the Northwestern offense, too. A lot of backdoor cuts, a lot of easy baskets for Northwestern. They were shooting well over 60% toward the end of that first half. Karen Hudson is leading the way. She has got 6 field goals. And she is 3 out of 8 from the free throw line. Hudson has got 15 points for Northwestern. She came in averaging 12.7 on the season. Other scores for Northwestern in the first half, Samantha Kleinsasser. She has got 7 points in the ball game. She's hit a 3 and a 2. And she is 2 out of 4 from the free throw line for her 7. Mackenzie Small has got 2 field goals, and she's 1 out of 1 from the free throw line for 5. Kendra DeYoung has been held to just 4 points today on a couple of field goals. Cassidy Brian has got a couple of field goals and 4 points. Allie Dunkelberger has got a field goal. She is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for 4. Paige O'Neill has got a field goal and 4 points for Northwestern. Not a whole lot of offense out of the Broncos here today. Leading scorer, Sierra Williamson. She's got 2 field goals and 4 points. Laurel Zwiener has got a field goal. She's 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for 4. Frankie Peterson, a field goal for 2. Taz Yorg, a field goal for 2. Chelsea Morton, a field goal for 2. Cammie Breckman has got a field goal, and she is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. She has got 4 points in the ball game. So it's a 43-18 score. Northwestern has got the lead over Hastings College today. Shooting numbers in the first half, Hastings hitting only 21% from the field, 21.9%. Hastings has hit only 7 out of 32 shots. Northwestern is hitting 56.7%. They are 17 out of 30. Hastings 0 out of 7 on three-pointers. Northwestern 1 out of 2 for 50%. Broncos hitting 4 out of 5 from the free throw line for 80%. Northwestern is hitting 8 out of 15 in the first half for 53%. The rebounds, Northwestern crushing the Broncos 26 to 14. Northwestern has a 7 to 5 advantage on the offensive end. The Broncos have already turned the ball over 11 times here in the ball game. Northwestern has turned the ball over 12 times in the first half. Broncos have 1 block shot and 7 steals. Northwestern has got 2 block shots and 6 steals. And again, it's a 43-18 ball game. Hastings College is trailing here at halftime. Northwestern getting a lot of their shots from close range and a lot of the scoring from close range. They've got 26 points in the paint in the first half compared to only 12 for Hastings. Points off of turnovers. Northwestern has scored 9. Hastings has scored 2. Fast break points. Northwestern has scored 8. Hastings College has scored 2. Score has been tied one time. No lead changes as Northwestern has led all the way here in this one. And they have the 43-18 advantage over Hastings College here at halftime. Coming up, we've got the Scholar Athlete of the Week. Then Tyson Evronik will join us with Hastings College Spotlight. We've got the second half coming up. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHIS.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
The Hastings College Basketball Scholar Athlete of the Week, proudly brought to you by BuyRight Truck Sales, specializing in DMF trailers. For the personalized attention you desire, call Rodney Bruns at BuyRight Truck Sales, 402-469-4414. If he doesn't have it, he'll find it for you.
BuyRight Truck Sales is proud to be a part of Hastings College Athletics and is a proud sponsor of the Scholar Athlete. Rodney Bruns is your area farm truck expert specializing in DMF hopper grain trailers. DMF trailers are built to last and won't buckle under pressure. Call Rodney at BuyRight Truck Sales at 402-469-4414 for your next farm truck. If he doesn't have it, he'll find it for you. Good luck, Broncos, from your friends at BuyRight Truck Sales. Your KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week is Melissa Neinmeyer, a junior from Falcon, Colorado. Melissa is a broadcasting major with a 3.9 GPA. She's a third-year player for the Hastings College volleyball team, played in 8 games this year, and had 12 kills. In the classroom, she's a member of the Alpha Chi Honor Society, a member of the Society for Collegiate Journalists, and is a staff member for HC Media. In her free time, Melissa enjoys watching movies and reading. Once again, your KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week, Melissa Neinmeyer from Falcon, Colorado. The Scholar Athlete of the Week is brought to you each week by BuyRight Truck Sales. BuyRight Truck Sales supports the Hastings College athletes for their accomplishments in the classroom and on the field.
Did you know that My Sister's Closet at 223 North Lincoln is Hastings' best-kept secret? That's right. My Sister's Closet is filled with holiday gifts galore sure to please anyone on your shopping list. You can purchase gifts and collectibles such as cookie jars, figurines, books, Coke items, M&M collectibles, Boyd's, wall art, Husker Go Big Red items, and more. Pre-owned, brand-name clothing such as Calvin Klein, Gap, and Eddie Bauer. Stop into My Sister's Closet, a unique boutique, open on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday every week at 223 North Lincoln in downtown Hastings.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Supporting all the local teams after the game or anytime. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m. and breakfast on Sunday from 9 to noon. Holiday party packages are available. Ask Rivals for details.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
It's time now for Hastings College Spotlight as we learn more about campus life at Hastings College. Brought to you by Krieger Electric of Hastings, your local Kohler home generator dealer and installer. Because a day without power is one too many. In just a minute, we'll join Tyson Havronik for Hastings College Spotlight.
There's so much happening in December that you don't know where to start. Easy. Start with a Valentino's gift card from Valentino's in Hastings. Besides being the perfect holiday gift, when you purchase $50 worth, you'll receive a $5 gift card free. Then you have time to plan your bowl party, which would be fantastic with a Valentino's bowl special. Two award-winning jumbo 16-inch single-topping large pizzas for only $27.49. And then add 10 hot wings for only $6.39. When it comes to gifts, parties, and takeout, remember Valentino's in Hastings delivers.
Good afternoon. It is halftime here at the Hastings College basketball game. Tyson and Veronica with you at the KHS Radio Sports Studios. It is time for another segment of the Hastings College Spotlight. Joining us this afternoon, we are joined by the Sports Information Director. We have Adam Mazur with us, Golden Toe. He's been aforementioned Golden Toe by Mike Will and Jim Purcell during the football season. But first of all, Adam, thank you so much for the time.
Absolutely, no problem.
Adam, we brought you on the program this morning. We wanted to talk about the unveiling of a new website that has happened here recently. We have HastingsBroncos.com. Tell us maybe just a little bit about the changes to this website, why the changes were needed.
Well, basically, if we can go back to, you know, over a decade ago to where we were just lacking content on our website. You couldn't go and find anything. There was always complaining that it was never updated, and, you know, it was just not user-friendly. There's times, especially with the most recent website that we had prior to HastingsBroncos.com, that you would have four or five clicks before you even got to where you wanted to get to, and once you got there, you may not have found what you wanted to. So then you just never come back. You know, we always go by the two-click rule. If you go to a site and you're two clicks in, you don't find what you want, you never come back. Well, we basically wanted to alleviate that and go to a website now to where you're one click from anything that you want. Scores, schedules, rosters, coaches, athletic staff, you name it, you can get to it. And then when you automatically get to the site, you're also going to have content that is very current. Not going to be something that you're going to see the main headline news outside of maybe over the summer, but when sports season is in play, you're going to get new content over and over and over and over, and that's the idea, so that you got fresh content. People are going to be more driven to come to your website than, you know, go somewhere else because they had to go to a competitive or a competitor's website just to get the story to that previous athletic event. You know, another thing, too, about the website and having it updated before is Hastings College has never had a full-time SID. We've always had, you know, an assistant coach or someone along those lines that will basically do the very, very basics of what is needed. They just couldn't put the time in to, you know, fully develop everything that needs to be done that a sports information director can do. And once Jerry Smutty, the athletic director here at Hastings, brought me on, then it was just kind of get the ball rolling with it, and it's kind of worked out very well.
Once again, the Sports Information Director, Adam Mazur, our guest here on the Hastings College Spotlight. Just a few minutes left on the show, Adam. Let's kind of just take you through, the listeners through a virtual tour here this afternoon, kind of the website, the interface, how it's all set up.
Well, basically, the way it's set up right now, if you go on there and you can, once you go to HastingsBroncos.com, of course, you're going to come to the main page. You'll have the big photo up front. Up top, you'll have the home team schedules, inside athletics. We're going to add and tweak a few things up top, but you'll have little drop-down menus. And once you go there, then you get dropped down to men's sports, women's sports, our Bronco Spirit. We're actually going to also add club sports, as in rodeo. We're going to have bowling coming in the near future, along with trap shooting and archery. So those are things you're going to have access to as well. You've got direct access to the schedules. Now, this is where your main things really change, is if you go under someone's schedule, say if you're under men's basketball, you can go in there, and then there's going to be a details portion on the right. Everything is up to date. You can immediately get stats. You can get the recap of the game. And if you go under details, you can find out, well, is this game going to be broadcast or not? And so you'll have a direct link to broadcasts and things of that nature. And so those are things that you get that you didn't have before. You know, you had to go somewhere else and like, well, I don't know where to watch the game. And unless it was actually put up on the old website, you couldn't get to it. Where now everything is tied into one spot. And even if you went to our main homepage, the other nice thing, too, is you get recent score updates that's on the far right side. You can check out upcoming games of all of our athletic events. And then as you scroll down a little bit, you're also going to have access to the Twitter site. You can go to HC Media Online with the Broncos Live button. You can go to our Facebook page. We even have photo galleries now. And those are all things that, you know, it makes it very interactive and fun for users, as before where there was just nothing there. You know, you could update three little slots, and that was about it. And there was just no way to really navigate the site, where now you get all of this extra navigation. And it's you're one touch away from anywhere you want to go. And that's the main idea behind it, is just to make it more interactive, user-friendly, and it really is. And I think this is really going to – and it's going to develop over time. We're not done with it. But, you know, bar none, this is better than anything we've had in the past, and we're just going to keep running with it.
Once again, that website is hastingsbroncos.com. It was unveiled here just recently for the Hastings College campus, a fantastic website if you want to stay connected with your Hastings College Broncos, whether you're an alum or just a fan, hastingsbroncos.com. Adam Mazur, the Sports Information Director, has been our guest here on the Hastings College Spotlight, and I can't let you go without letting the listeners know that I had the privilege to work with you at Hastings College with the HC Media as a freshman, and also the privilege of watching what I believe now, according to Mike Will and Jim Purcell, is an 83-yard field goal in driving wind off three posts in that playoff game against Lindenwood, Missouri. But, Adam, appreciate the time, and thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Well, absolutely. No problem. It's always my pleasure. And, yeah, those guys like to – every year I talk to them, and they're like, yeah, 67, 74, and I'm going – yeah, that sounds pretty good. You just keep telling everybody that. And I know it was a driving, snowy, rainy, windy day, and that upright really helped when it bounced off all three. I can tell you that much for sure.
Adam Mazur, Golden Toe on the Hastings College Spotlight.
You've been listening to Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Krieger Electric, your Kohler home generator dealer and installer. Because a day without power is one too many. Stay tuned. The second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
As we come back to the second half just underway, Melissa Thompson getting a field goal for Hastings. It's now a 43-20 ball game. As Northwestern has got the lead over Hastings College, Broncos shooting to our basket to our right here in the second half. Again, they had a terrible time shooting the ball in the first half, hitting only 21% of their field goals and fell behind. But Hastings getting the first field goal to go down here in the second half, 43-20. Northwestern works the ball inside the Kleinsasser. Back out on top now. Here's a shot taken. It's going to be no good there by Paige O'Neill. She falls down, and the Broncos are going to be hit with a personal foul. Paige O'Neill is fouled into play here. And she'll go to the free throw line now for Northwestern. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Bruckman. That's going to be her third first team foul on Hastings here in the second half of play. So Paige O'Neill goes to the free throw line. She's scored 4 points so far in the ball game and a couple of field goals. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Northwestern in the first half of play, they were 8 out of 15 from the free throw line. Normally a team that hits 75% of their free throw tosses. Next shot is up there is good. So Paige O'Neill hits 1 out of 2. And the score is now 43-20. Northwestern has got the lead. Also in women's college basketball at halftime, Mount Marty is leading Nebraska Wesleyan 53-30. Here's Brittany Wong driving the ball to the basket. Her shot is up there and in, and she's fouled into play. Brittany Wong gets the field goal to go down. She'll go to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. Personal foul is going to be whistled on the Northwestern. That's going to be their first of the second half. It'll go on O'Neill. That's going to be personal foul number one on her. So Brittany Wong to the free throw line here for Hastings College, a 54% foul shooter. And her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Bruckman grabs the rebound, gets it away now to Chelsea Morton. Back outside here to Wong, down in the corner to Thompson. To Brittany Wong inside the free throw circle. There's Morton. Her shot barely draws iron. Rebound is loose. It was last touched there by Zwiener. And Northwestern will play things in. Other games going on in the conference. No scores in yet. Briarcliff playing at Dort, Midland and Morningside today. The other two games we gave you, Hastings College trailing here, and Nebraska Wesleyan trailing Mount Marty 53-30. There's a steal in backcourt. Thompson drives it to the hole, and she has a shot blocked out of her hands there by Karen Hudson, so Hastings College will play things in. Broncos will play it in, baseline right side underneath their own basket. Trying to cut into a huge deficit here in the second half. It's 44-22. Northwestern has got the lead. Here's Hastings driving the ball from the wing. That's Thompson. Thompson, the baseline. Her shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Zwiener. Keeps it alive. Now to Morton. Back to Zwiener on the baseline. Her 10-footer is up there. That one is no good. And the rebound comes down to Kendra DeYoung. Outlet pass to the far sideline. Paige O'Neill brings it back to the center of the floor. Bounce pass down to Kleinsasser. And her shot is up and in. O'Neill gets the assist. Samantha Kleinsasser gets the field goal. She's now got 9 points in the ball game. It's 46 to 22 in favor of Northwestern here this afternoon. Hastings College has the ball on the high post. That's Sweener. Now we got a foul called as Paige O'Neill hit the deck out here in three-point territory. Foul is going to go on the Broncos. It's going to go on Thompson. That's going to be personal foul number 3 on Thompson. Team foul number 2 on the Broncos here in this second half of play. 46-22 is the score. Northwestern out on top. Red Raiders led 43-18 at halftime. There's a shot that's going to be no good off the baseline by Dunkelberger. Rebound comes down to Morton. She runs her back the other way for Hastings. Morton pulls up on the wing on the left side. Now drives the ball toward the hole. Stops, gets the ball out here into three-point territory. Williamson has got it, and she works against Kleinsasser. Williamson gives it up. Now to Brittany Wong. 12-footer is up there. It's short. Barely draws iron. Kendra DeYoung grabs the rebound. The Broncos' shooting miseries continue here in this ballgame. Paige O'Neill runs her back the other way for Northwestern. Nice pass to DeYoung. Her shot is up there. She misses the easy one. Ball tipped out. It's picked up by Morton. Chelsea Morton runs it down the near sideline for Hastings. Morton pulls up on the wing. Nearly taken away there by Hudson, but Morton gets it under control. Comes back out on top to Cammie Bruckman. Bruckman on the dribble. Moves it over to the left side now. That's Williamson with the ball. Sierra Williamson. Bounce pass into the lane. That's Thompson. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped. It's going to be out of bounds off the fingertips of Bruckman. So Northwestern will play things in. Bronco basketball presented in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. And now we got a timeout called here. 16 minutes and 30 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Northwestern 46, Hastings College 22.
Are you ready to switch to a bank whose top priority is customer service?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service is all about.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a rewarding interest rate, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Dort is down on top of Briarcliff, 44-33. There at halftime, a little surprise there. There's a long baseball pass down the floor. It's going to be intercepted by the Broncos. Turnover number 13 in Northwestern. There's a shot inside the free throw circle. It's up and in. Sierra Williamson scoring there. She's now got 6 points in the ballgame. It's 46-24. There's a shot in the lane by DeYoung. That's going to be no good. It's out of bounds. It was last touchdown there by Brian. Cassidy Brian for Northwestern. So Hastings College will play things in. Bronco basketball today here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. 46-24, Northwestern with the lead. We got the men's game coming up next here on 1230 KHAS. Chelsea Morton with the ball on a wing on the right side, looking to penetrate. Can't do it against Hudson. Gives up the ball now to a Josie Schomp out here. Schomp moves it over to the far sideline. There's Bruckman for three. Schomp is up there, no good. DeYoung grabs the rebound. Kendra DeYoung, outlet pass to the nearest sideline to Hudson. Brings it back to the center of the floor. Stomps in the lane. Gets it to Kleinsasser. Dribbles out to the top of the key. Kleinsasser out of Hudson. Takes it to the elbow. Stops there. Hudson out in three-point territory to Dunkelberger. Inside to Kleinsasser. Her shot over Williamson. Good. Samantha Kleinsasser scores. She's got 11 points in the ballgame. 48-24. The Broncos getting destroyed here in Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball action today. Chelsea Morton has got the ball on the wing on the right side. Bounce pass out on top. That's Bruckman. Dribbles the ball toward the hole. Her shot is blocked down, but a foul is called. Allie Dunkelberger picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her third. Team foul number 2 on the Red Raiders. And going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Cammie Bruckman. Bruckman so far has got 4 points in the ballgame. She's got a field goal, and she's 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. 50% foul shooter in the season. She'll have 2 shots here as she was mauled in the act of shooting. Her shot is up there. It's no good. She'll have one more. And Hastings, if you're just joining us in the first half, could not buy a basket. 21% from the field, 0-for-7 from three-point territory. They did hit 4 out of 5 from the free throw line for 80%. Trailing here by a bunch, 48-24. Northwestern has got the lead. Here's the next shot is up there. That one is off of the mark, no good. The ball is knocked out of bounds. Last touchdown there by Samuelson of Hastings. End of the ball game now for Hastings is going to be, looks like Frankie Peterson is going to check in. Thompson will check out. Morton is also going to come out of the ball game now for Hastings College as well. Josie Schomp back in there. 48-24. Northwestern, the eighth-ranked team in the country, with the lead here this afternoon as they continue to flex their muscles here over Hastings College. And now we're going to have a 10-second violation on the Northwestern. No, we had a traveling violation. A traveling violation right at the mid-court stripe there on Northwestern. That's their 14th turnover in the ballgame. They averaged 17 in the season. 48-24, Northwestern with the lead. Hastings with the ball in their offensive end. Samuelson, bounce pass down here to Williamson. Out on top now. That's Josie Schaap out to Bruckman for three. Shot is up there. That one is good. She gets the roll. Cammy Bruckman gets the field goal to go down. She's now got 7 points in the ball game. It's 48-27. Northwestern with the lead. Here comes the Red Raiders back. Brian has got the ball. Stomps out here in the three-point territory. Bounce pass goes over to Mallory Cunard. Cunard on the dribble. Moves it to the right side of the floor. Now reverses the ball. Gets it to DeYoung. Lob pass inside to Brian. Foul is going to be called. Cassidy Brian is going to be fouled into play here by the Broncos. And that's going to go on Frankie Peterson. That's going to be her second. Team foul number three on the Broncos. Non-shooting situation. So Northwestern will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Brian looking. Finally comes in. The ball is tipped out of bounds. Far sideline. The ball tipped out of bounds there by Samuelson of Hastings. So Northwestern will play things in right in front of the Red Raider bench. Coming out of the ball game now is going to be DeYoung. Coming back in is going to be Karen Hudson. Hudson, she has got 15 points in the ball game, all in the first half for the Red Raiders. She's got the ball now. She gets it to a Kleinsasser at the top of the key. So at the Kleinsasser, off to Cunard, around the screen, drives the ball toward the hole. Contact made, no foul. Now there is a foul as Cunard is decked on the play. The field goal is no good, but Cunard will go to the free throw line now for Northwestern. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Schaap. That's going to be her second. So to the free throw line for Northwestern will be Mallory Cunard, a 66% foul shooter in the season. She's 6 out of 9. And she will toe the mark here. And now I think someone has lost maybe a contact lens down there. They're going to have to search for that. So we got a timeout called here. So a timeout called with 14-18 to play in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. It is Northwestern 48, Hastings College 27.
There's so much happening in December that you don't know where to start. Easy. Start with a Valentino's gift card from Valentino's in Hastings. Besides being the perfect holiday gift, when you purchase $50 worth, you'll receive a $5 gift card free. Then you have time to plan your bowl party, which would be fantastic with a Valentino's bowl special. Two award-winning jumbo 16-inch single-topping large pizzas for only $27.49. And then add 10 hot wings for only $6.39. When it comes to gifts, parties, and takeout, remember Valentino's in Hastings delivers.
Krieger Electric Company serves the greater Hastings Quad County area with complete electrical service for commercial businesses, industry, and your home. Krieger Electric is now a proud dealer of Kohler Home Generators. Don't let your neighbor's home be the only one with the lights on during a power outage. Kohler Home Generators give you dependable power and security. And when you support world-class products with a trusted local dealer that's 100% skilled, trained, and qualified like Krieger Electric is, there really is no comparison.
1230 KHAS.
Well, it's not a contact lens problem here. Evidently, some blood on the floor. We got to get that ball mopped up. 14 minutes and 18 seconds to play here in the ballgame. Northwestern is out on top of Hastings College. It is 48-27. Red Raiders have dominated this one from the opening tap here today. They jumped out to an 11-4 lead, and the Broncos have really never been in the ballgame here. Hastings continues to struggle from the field. They are now 11 out of 44 on field goals for 25%. Northwestern continues to shoot over 50%. They are 19 out of 36 for 52%. Northwestern, the best shooting club in the nation on the season, hitting right about 51%. So they're right about their season average, and the Broncos well below theirs as they try to keep pace here today. So the housekeeping chores have finished here. And going to the free throw line now for Northwestern will be Cunard. Cunard has not scored in the basketball game here today. Valentino's of Hastings, proud sponsor of Hastings College basketball for the 2012-2013 season. Valentino's, get it delivered. The Nebraska men's basketball team there are going to be in action this afternoon out in Eugene, Oregon against the Oregon Ducks. Tip-off will be at 3:36 officially this afternoon. Pregame show will be at 2:30 today. You can catch that on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. We've got basketball the rest of the afternoon here as we got the men's game coming up next. I found some more blood here on the near sideline as the housekeeping crew doing the duty here at the Boltman Center in Orange City. Hastings College trailing here by a score of 48-27 here this afternoon. Again, the big surprise, Dort is out on top of Briar Cliff in women's college basketball. The score is 44-33. That game is at halftime. Briar Cliff, again, the team that beat Hastings last week. The Chargers ranked number 6 in the country, so they are trailing Dort now 44-33 at halftime. Mount Marty all over Nebraska Wesleyan today up in Yankton. The score is 53-30. Some other games going on today. Midland is playing at Morningside in Sioux City. Later on, it's going to be Doan playing in Mitchell against Dakota Wesleyan. At the Corn Palace, they've got starting times of 4 and 6 o'clock with Doan and Dakota Wesleyan going at it later on today. Boy, the crew still out there finding little drips of blood, and now I think we got everything set. Everything's been mopped up, and now Mallory Cunard will go to the free throw line for Northwestern. So a long delay, but the Red Raiders still with a lead, 48-27. The shot from the free throw line is up and in by Cunard. 49-27. Hastings getting taken apart here this afternoon by Northwestern, the defending NAIA national champs. Cunard's second shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Hastings grabs the rebound. Here's Joshi Schaap with the ball. Schaap moves it across the top now to Cammie Bruckman. Back out to Schaap. Swings right side down to Samuelson. She holds it down on the baseline now to Williamson. Two-handed pass back out on top to Bruckman. Out of Josie Schaap. She dribbles the ball into the lane. She loses control of it. It is loose and is going to be picked up here by Brian. Turnover number 12 on Hastings College. Hudson has got the ball. She takes it all the way to the rack. Her shot is up and in. Karen Hudson just takes off and took it right to the hole. She's now got 17 points in the ball game for Northwestern. It's 51-27. Hastings College trailing in the ball game. Here's Bruckman driving the ball into the paint there. Rather, Frankie Peterson driving the ball into the lane. It's going to be knocked loose and is picked up here by a Northwestern running back the other way. Cassidy Brian with the ball. Far sideline. They work it back around the horn here over to Hudson. Left side of the lane. She pulls up, shoots a little 10-footer. Her shot is up there. No good. Offensive rebound, Cunard, and she is fouling the play. Mallory Cunard will go back to the free throw line here for Northwestern. Personal foul is going to be whistled here on Peterson. That's going to be her third foul. Team foul number 5 on Hastings here in the second half. Shot from the free throw line is up and in by Mallory Cunard. Again, Holly Bauer is not with the team here today. Evidently came down with a virus during finals week and did not even travel with the team to Orange City this afternoon. 52-27 is the score. Hastings College trailing here in the ball game. As Cunard will have one more. We got 13-18 to play in what has turned into a long afternoon for the Hastings College women's basketball team. Cunard's second shot is up there. It's going to be good. 53-27. Northwestern continues to add to their total here this afternoon. Here's a Chelsea Morton with the ball. Morton comes over to Brittany Wong down on the baseline. They get it down there to Zwiener. Zwiener hangs onto it, now puts it on the floor, dribbles up to the wing, sends it out in 3-point territory. That's Morton down to Brittany Wong. Wong inside the free throw circle, back down to Morton on the baseline. Two-handed pass out on top to Taz, 4-3. Shot is up there, hits the front iron, no good. Rebound comes down to Williamson of Northwestern. Ashley Williamson clears it out, long pass down the floor to Hudson. Nice pass down low, and mishandling the ball down there was Cassidy Brian. She got a wide open look at the basket and couldn't handle the ball. Couldn't handle the pass, and it goes out of bounds. 15 turnovers on Northwestern here in the ballgame. 12:41 to play. 53-27. The 8th-ranked team in the country, Northwestern, out on top of Hastings this afternoon. Broncos with the ball, working against that pressure in backcourt. They break it easily with a feed there to Chelsea Morton, out of Brittany Wong. Wong sends it down to the baseline. Taz York, bounce pass inside to Zwiener. Zwiener backs up, dribbles into the lane, throws it over there. It's mishandled by Thompson, but it's picked up by Taz. Taz gets the ball out on top, now to Morton, out of Wong. Her shot for 3 is an air ball. Rebound comes down to Cunard. Long pass down to 4 is going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Taz York. Taz gets the ball to Chelsea Morton, to Wong, out of Morton. Baseline jumper from 15, no good. Another short shot, and a rebound comes down to Karen Hudson. of a Northwestern as she approaches the midcourt stripe. Her pass is going to be loose. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings ball. A turnover on the Red Raiders. That's 17 turnovers on Northwestern here against the Hastings College defense. The Broncos have not been able to do anything with those 17 turnovers. Into the ball game now for Northwestern. It's going to be Kendra DeYoung as she returns. Hudson is going to take a seat. 11:57 to play here in the ball game. Hastings College is trailing 53-27. Taz York down here on the baseline. Bounce pass is kicked out of bounds by Ashley Williamson of Northwestern. Hastings will play it in again. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Still with 27 seconds left in the shot clock. They get it into York. York here on the right side, down here on the baseline. Comes out to Morton. Entry pass to get it inside to Zwiener. Shot is up there, no good. Zwiener had a rebound, lost it. Picked up by Morton. She's double-teamed, and now a jump ball is called. Morton got the offensive board, but she was tied up in the play, and the arrow is pointing in favor of the Red Raiders, so Northwestern will play things in. Northwestern has really owned this series the past couple of years. They've won four straight over Hastings College. They've won seven out of the last nine games, but the Broncos continue to lead the all-time series at 26-18. This one has been dominated by Northwestern here this afternoon here in Orange City. Here's McKenzie Small with the ball. Stops right inside the free throw circle. Can't put up a shot. Now to Paige O'Neill. O'Neill drives the ball to the basket. She can be fouled in the play. Paige O'Neill taking the ball to the hole there from the right wing, and she is fouled in the play by Brittany Wong of Hastings. That's going to be the third foul on Wong. And going to the free throw line for Northwestern will be Paige O'Neill. O'Neill, a 50% foul shooter, one out of two there today. This one is up there, is no good. She'll have one more. Here comes Josie Schaap back into the ball game for Hastings. Schaap is going to come in. Taz York will come to the bench. 53-27. Hastings College trailing here in this one. Here comes the next shot by O'Neill. That one is up there. It's going to be no good. So she misses a pair, and the rebound comes down to Thompson. Thompson gets the ball to Josie Schaap. Now to Morton. Now here to Brittany Wong. Down to Morton on the baseline. Back out to Wong in three-point territory. Wong dribbles to the top of the key. Bounce pass goes over to Thompson. Her shot from 15 won't go. Rebound comes down to Morton. An offensive board. Out to Wong for three. Her shot no good. And a rebound, Brittany Wong. She brings it back out into three-point territory. Third time could be a charm here. Schaap, bounce pass goes inside to Zwiener, out to Wong. Her shot is up there and in, a three-pointer. Brittany Wong scores on a three. She's now got 5 points in the ball game, 58-30. There's a shot at the other end by Kendra Young. It's up and in. The Young now has 6 points in the ball game. Correction on the score, it's 55-30 now. 55-30, Northwestern with the lead. Hastings back in their offensive zone. They feed it inside. Is Zwiener in the lane. Wheels puts up a shot. It's no good, but she's fouling the play. And Zwiener will go to the free throw line here for Hastings College. They checked it. It was before the shot. The foul is going to go on Ashley Williamson. That's going to be her second. Team foul number three on Northwestern, so Hastings will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. They get it in there to Zwiener. Her shot at the elbow. Good. Laurel Zwiener hits her second field goal of the ball game. She's now got 6 points. Back the other way, Mackenzie Small grabs it, shoots and scores. Hastings slow and getting back on defense. And Northwestern cashes in on an easy field goal from Mackenzie Small. She's now got seven. It's going to be tipped out of bounds here on the near sideline by Morton as Northwestern brought the ball back in their offensive zone. 10 minutes and 7 seconds to play here in the second half. The Broncos getting blown out of here today. 57-32 is the score. Hastings with the ball, their offensive end. This is going to be Brittany Wong. Works the right side of the floor to Morton. Morton out on top now to Josie Schaap. The Morton entry pass is going to be deflected away from Zwiener. The foul is going to be called on Ashley Williamson of Northwestern. That's going to be the third foul on Ashley Williamson. Non-shooting situation, so Hastings still playing things in. Here comes Hudson back in. Kleinsaucer comes back in. Also coming back in will be Cassidy Brien for Northwestern. 57-32. Hastings will play things in. There's a shot taken by Morton. It's way off of the mark. No good. Rebound to Breckman. Gets it back out to Wong. Her driving layup is up there. It rattles off of there. No good. DeYoung has the rebound for Northwestern. Kendra DeYoung grabs it there. The conference's best rebounder. Averaging 8.9 rebounds per ball game. As Northwestern hustles back into the forecourt. Dunkelberger has got the ball. A ball comes across the top to Brien. Cassidy Brien, rainbow pass to the far side. Dunkelberger for three, shot good. Allie Dunkelberger now has got 7 points in the ball game, 60-32, Northwestern with the lead. Here's Brittany Wong with the ball for Hastings College. Bounce pass. They get it to Breckman at the elbow. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Her shot no good, but she's fouled in the play. Fouled there by Kendra DeYoung of Northwestern. That's going to be her second. Team foul number five on the Red Raiders. This will be a shooting situation as Cammie Breckman goes to the free throw line for Hastings. Breckman so far in the ball game has got 7 points. A three, a two, and she is 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. As Breckman will have a 1-1, or rather a two-shot foul here. Her first one is up there, no good. We got the men's game coming up next here on 1230 KHIS. Mary Lanning Healthcare is proud to team with Hastings College and presenting Bronco Athletics. Head of the ball game now for Northwestern is going to be Mackenzie Small. DeYoung will come to the bench. So Hastings has done a good job, and Kendra DeYoung today, the second leading scorer in the conference. She's got just 6 points, but it's been everybody else. Second shot is up there, is no good. Kleinsaucer grabs a rebound for Northwestern down the far sideline. Hudson has got it right in front of the Northwestern bench. The Kleinsaucer dribbles inside, puts up a 10-footer. She hits it. Samantha Kleinsaucer scores. She's got 13 in the ball game, and Northwestern is out by 30. It is 62-32. With 9 minutes to play here in the second half, there's a shot taken by Wong. That's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Breckman. Double team here on the baseline. And it's going to be knocked loose. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings ball as they will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Hastings will play two non-conference games down in Kansas on Monday and Tuesday. This is the final conference game before Christmas for Hastings College. Here's Brittany Wong, left side. Her shot is going to be up there short. Rebound comes down to Thompson of Hastings. Out to Breckman. Josie shot back inside to Thompson. Her shot over Kleinsaucer, no good, but she's fouled in the play. And Melissa Thompson will go to the free throw line now for the Broncos. Thompson has been quiet today. She's got only 2 points. The last two games, she has just missed a double-double in both contests. She got just two so far here in this ball game today. She'll go the line for two shots. Her first one is up there and in. It's now 62-33. Hastings trailing in the ball game. 8 minutes and 37 seconds to play. Here comes the second one. It's up there. That one rattles out, no good. Rebound to Mackenzie Small. Small brings it up the right sideline, brings it back to the center of the floor, brings it into the offensive zone now against Breckman. Her pass is going to be deflected back out of bounds. Trying to get it to Hudson, and the ball is knocked out of bounds there by Morton. Northwestern will play things in right in front of head coach Chris Yao, who's just kind of enjoying the time down there. Seat on the bench, watching his team roll to a big win today. 62-33 is the score now. Northwestern with the lead with 8.5 minutes to go here in this one. Here's a Paige O'Neill. She's going to play things in. Gets it back from Hudson. Now gets the ball to the top of the key. There's Dunkelberger. Her shot is up there. It's no good, but it wouldn't count it anyway. She's called for the steps. Turnover number 18 on Northwestern in the ball game. Hastings will play things in backcourt. 8:23 to go. Northwestern 62, Hastings 33. Here's Brittany Wong bringing the ball up for the Broncos. Moves it over on the left side of the floor. Works against O'Neill. Now drives it toward the hole. The shot's going to be taken away from her there by Kleinsaucer, and the foul is going to be called. Brittany Wong took it to the hole, and Kleinsaucer just rips the ball out of there. Came down with it. Now Brittany commits the personal foul. They're going to whistle this one on Thompson. Both Wong and Thompson were there. Thompson's going to be hit with a personal foul. That's going to be her fourth. And now going to the free throw line will be Samantha Kleinsaucer for Northwestern. Kleinsaucer's got 13 points in the ball game. Here comes Cunard back into the ball game now for Northwestern. Going out will be Small. Kleinsaucer to the free throw line for Northwestern. 13 points in the ball game. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. Cammie Breckman with a rebound. Gets it away now to Josie Schomp. Down the right side of the lane. Gets it out here to Samuelson behind the screen. Samuelson has problems with it. It's loose and it's picked up here by Dunkelberger. Long pass down the floor to Hudson. She drives her shot. No good, but she's fouling the play. So Hastings turns it over for the 14th time here in the ball game. Northwestern will go back to the free throw line. Karen Hudson will toe the mark again for the Red Raiders. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Brittany Wong. That's going to be her fourth. So to the free throw line is going to be Karen Hudson. She's got 17 points in the ball game, 3 out of 8. From the free throw line, had 15 of those in the first half of play. Shot from the stripe is up there. It's going to be no good. Two again, one more. Into the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Sierra Williamson. Going out is going to be Thompson. For just joining us, Northwestern had a 43-18 lead at halftime as Hastings hit only 21.9% of their shots in the first half. Next shot by Hudson is up there and in. She's now got 18 in the ball game. She's going to check out now. Back in is Kendra DeYoung. And again, it's a 30-point lead for Northwestern. Matches their biggest lead of the ball game at 63-33. Broncos have a lot of work to do to be contenders in the Great Plains Athletic Conference here for this season. They got dropped at 3-4 in the conference for the first part of the season here. There's a shot taken in the lane. It's going to be no good by Breckman, and the rebound comes down to Kleinsasser. Kleinsasser gets it away to O'Neal. Up the floor to Dunkelberger. Nice pass down low. Grabbing the ball is Cutter. Their shot is up and in. Valerie Cutter scores there on the assist from Dunkelberger. That's now a 65-33 ball game. Here's a shot in the lane. It's going to be up there. No good by Josie Schomp. Rebound comes down to Mallory Cunard for Northwestern. Cunard gets the ball now to Paige O'Neal. O'Neal brings it back to Cunard, left side of the floor. Broncos in a man-to-man defense, but Northwestern has sliced this thing up today. There's a Dunkelberger. Her three-pointer put up there. No good. Rebound DeYoung. Kleinsasser back to DeYoung. Drives the baseline. Her shot hits the other side of the glass, and the ball is recovered here by Hastings. Running back the other way is going to be Samuelson. Now to Josie Schomp in a traveling violation. Schomp is whistled for the travel. That's going to be 15 turnovers on Hastings here in the ball game. Here comes Cassidy Brien back into the ball game now for Paige O'Neal. 6 minutes and 57 seconds to play here on this one. Hastings trailing Northwestern by a score of 65-33. Here's Allie Dunkelberger back into the ball game, and she's got the ball here for Northwestern. Dunkelberger into the forecourt. A pass over here is going to be mishandled by Brian. The scramble is on. It's into the backcourt. Now we got a jump ball called. Three players hit the deck, and the arrow is pointing in favor of Hastings, so the Broncos will get it. Turnover number 19 on Northwestern. Hastings will play things in on the far sideline. 6:45 to play. Hastings College is going to drop to 7-7. On the season after this one today. They're ball game below 500 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference as they will go to 3-4. All Red Raiders for the opening tap today as they got to an early 11-4 lead. Here's a Chelsea Morton with the ball. Morton out here in three-point territory, lobs at the shop. Bounce pass is through the fingertips of Williamson. Scramble is on to the baseline. Another jump ball is called. This time the arrow playing in favor of Northwestern, so the Red Raiders will play things in. Taz Yorig checks back into the ball game now for Hastings. So Taz Yorig checks in there for the Broncos, and Williamson, oh, it's going to be a Melissa Thompson going out. Abby Jackson also going to check into the ball game. There's a pass to Dunkelberger at the midcourt stripe. Nice feed down low, and Asana's up and in. Ashley Williamson just that quick. Northwestern out races the the Bronco defense back the other way, 67-33. Hastings went 6 minutes and 45 seconds in the first half without scoring. They need a bucket here to maybe break another drought. There's a shot by Williamson. It's going to be no good. Rebound to Taz Yorig. Now to Williamson. Feeds it inside. Bruckman has got it. Goes up, and she's going to be fouled in the play. Cammie Bruckman working just to the right side of the basket there. It's going to be fouled in the play. That's going to go on Ashley Williamson. Or Mackenzie Small picks up the foul. Mackenzie Small picks up the foul for Northwestern. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Cammie Bruckman. She's got 7 points in the ball game here. Bruckman's shot is up there. The shot good. She's now 3 out of 7 from the free throw line. Dunkelberger checks out. Here comes Mallory Cunard back in there. 67-34. 5 minutes and 58 seconds to play here in the ball game. Here comes the next shot. It is up there and in. Cammie Bruckman nails a free throw. 67-35. End of the ball game now for the Broncos. Well, with the ball coming back the other way, it's going to be Chelsea Morton. Haley Giebers into the ball game now for Hastings. There's a shot off of the wing. Left side is going to be no good there by Taz Yorg, and the rebound comes down to Ashley Williamson for Northwestern. Gets away to Brian. Long pass down the floor. Pass is going to be deflected. It's picked up here by Hastings. Chelsea Morton Running her back the other way for the Broncos. Stops inside the free throw circle. Outside to Jackson for three. That short shot barely draws iron. Rebound comes to Ashley Williamson for Northwestern. Down the other way. Mallory Cutter brings it into the paint. Her pass deflected. The scramble is on. Taz Yorick had it. Now she can be tied up on the play. Follow the bouncing ball here. Finally, the possession arrow playing in favor of Hastings, so the Broncos will get it on the alternating jump. 5:17 to play here in a women's ball game. Coming up in between games, we'll have a chance to talk with Hastings College head coach Lance Creech. The Broncos out to an 11-2 record so far this year. They got a tough one this afternoon as they take on Northwestern, another nationally ranked team here today at the Boltman Center. 67-35 is the score here in the women's ball game. Northwestern all over the Broncos today. Morton has got it. Now to Giebers in the lane. Giebers throws it over in the wing on the left side. Williamson has got it. Now to Giebers, top of the key. Her pass is going to be deflected away from Taz Yorick, and it's off of the fingertips of Taz. A turnover on Hastings, number 16 in the ball game. Whitney Vandermotten into the ball game now for Northwestern. She's averaging 1.3 points per ball game as head coach Chris Yao has gone to his bench. Here's McKenzie Small, now to Vandermotten, out here in three-point territory. To McKenzie Small to the far sideline, a long three-pointer put up there and in. Mallory Cunard throws up a three ball. She's now got 8 points in the ball game at 70-35. Back the other way is going to be Taz Yorick, and she's going to be fouling the play as she drives the ball to the hole. And Taz will go to the free throw line here. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Vandermotten. That's going to be her first. So Taz Yorick to the free throw line. She's got 2 points in the ball game and a field goal today. Next shot from the stripe is up there, no good. Taz Yorick will have one more. Bronco basketball for you today here on 1230 KHIS. Hastings College now hitting 21% from the floor today. Next shot is up there, it's good from Taz. She hits one out of two. Hastings 2 out of 13 on three-pointers for 15%. They are 13 out of 61 from the field for 21%. Northwestern continues it right around the 50% mark. Hastings cannot buy a basket here in the ball game today. Cassidy Brien has got the ball now for Northwestern. Comes into the forecourt to Vandermotten. Vandermotten gets it away now. Comes back to Williamson on the left side. There's a pass down low deflected away from Cassidy Brien. Into the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Samuelson. She checks back in. Morton will come to the bench. Northwestern with the ball. Here's Cunard. Cunard comes back outside to Vandermotten. Back out to Cunard for three. Shot good again. Mallory Cunard hitting 35% of her three-pointers this year. She's canned two in the last minute. 73-36. Northwestern has got the lead over Hastings. Abby Jackson comes down here on the baseline. Samuelson has got it. Now to Giebers. Throws it to the far side now. With the ball over there is going to be Bruckman, or rather Frankie Peterson. Takes it down on the baseline. Now to Sierra Williamson on the wing. Dribbles it to the free throw line. Her shot is up and in. Sierra Williamson scoring there for Hastings. She's now got 8 points in the ball game, 73-38 with 3.5 minutes to play here in this one. Cassidy Brien has got the ball. Brien comes over here. He gets to Vandermotten as he works the ball down on the baseline on the right side. Williamson has got it. Vandermotten on the wing. Back out on top to Brien with her toes right at the top of the three-point arc. Down to Williamson. Drives the ball against Peterson. A shot blocked down, but a foul is going to be called. Drove it against Frankie and also ran into Sierra Williamson. And Williamson's going to pick up the personal foul. And going to the free throw line for Northwestern is going to be Ashley Williamson. So Ashley Williamson goes to the free throw line. She's got 2 points and a field goal today. Her first free throw of the afternoon is up there, no good. Off of the right side. End of the ball game now for Northwestern. We're going to see Katie Kuiper. Kuiper, a 5'8" freshman of St. Peter, Minnesota. 73-38. Broncos getting embarrassed here this afternoon. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Williamson. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Peterson grabs the rebound off to Abby Jackson. Jackson, the former St. Cecilia Hawkette. Bounce pass comes over here to Holly Samuelson. Out on top to Giebers at the top of the key. Swings it left side. That's Jackson with the ball. Abby drives it, and foul is going to be called as she lost control of it out of bounds. But a personal foul going to be whistled on Jessica Locker of Northwestern. Locker, a 5'7" sophomore out of Orange City. picks up her first personal foul in the ball game. Now Jackson will go to the free throw line here for Hastings College. Jackson eyes the bucket. Shot is up there, and the shot good. Jackson hits a free throw. 2:56 to play here in this one. 73-39. Hastings trailing in the ball game. Here's a second shot. A second shot by Jackson is up there and in. 73-40. Here's Vanderbott with the ball now for Northwestern. Down the right sideline. They get it over there. As they got some new people in there, that's going to be Jossie White in the ball game. Now underneath the bucket, and shot is up and in. That's a Kuiper. Kuiper scoring there. Everybody getting in the act now for Northwestern. As Kuiper scores 2 points, it's now 75-40 in favor of Northwestern. There's Sierra Williams in for Hastings, right side of the lane. Williamson holds it. Now lobs it inside. Grabbing the ball there is Peterson. Takes the ball to the hole, and her shot is up and in. Frankie Peterson hits her second field goal of the ball game. She's got 4 points. Down to 2:15 to play here in this one. Here comes Northwestern back. That's Jessica Locker. She loses control of the ball. It's picked up here by Jackson. A turnover on Northwestern. That's their 20th of the ball game, but they still have a 75-42 lead. Hastings working with the ball now in their offensive zone. Jackson lobs it down here to Peterson underneath the hole. Sends it down in the corner on the left side. A shot is up there and in. That's Samuelson, a three-pointer. Samuelson nails a tray from the deep in the left corner. It's now 75-45, a 30-point lead for Northwestern with a minute and 40 seconds to play. There's a Katie Kuiper with the ball now for Northwestern. Jossie White, her pass is intercepted. Intercepted by Peterson. She drives, shoots, and misses the layup. Rebound is loose and is picked up here by Northwestern's Jessica Locker. Locker gets it away. Whitney Vandermotten has got the ball now. Vandermotten into the forecourt with a minute 17 to play. There's a Jessica Locker with it out here in three-point territory. Picked up by Jackson. Gives it to Jossie White. White over here to Vandermotten on the left side. Back out to White. Now right side to Jessica Locker. Locker holds it in three-point territory to Katie Kuiper. Pulls up, shoots a little 12-footer in the lane. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Giebers of Hastings. Outlet pass comes to Jackson into the forecourt now. 75-45. The Broncos down by 30 in the ball game. There's a shot over there by Peterson from three. No good. Rebound is going to be Katie Kuiper. One shot and done for the Broncos. Kuiper, long pass ahead as they get it in there to Vandermotten. Her shot no good, but she's hacked on the arm. And Whitney Vandermotten will go to the free throw line now for Northwestern. Personal foul is going to be whistled here on Peterson. That's going to be her fifth. So Frankie Peterson is out of the ball game with 40.5 seconds to play. Peterson leads with 4 points. So we got just 40.5 seconds to play. Peterson is done. Here comes Schomp back into the ball game now for Hastings. Going to the free throw line will be Whitney Vandermotten. She's hit only one of six free throws so far this year, but she hits this one. That's been the way the story has been told here today, as Northwestern cannot miss. Hastings cannot buy a bucket in the ball game. The Broncos down to 24% shooting in the ball game. Next shot is up there. It's good by Vandermotten, so she toes the mark and cans two. It's now 77-45 with 40 seconds to play. Josie Schomp with the ball over on the wing. On the left side, holding it over there is going to be Samuelson. Samuelson puts it on the floor, comes out here to Williamson. Now they try the right side. That's Schomp. She drives the ball to the hole. Her shot no good. Rebound is loose. It's picked up by Schomp. Schomp back outside. That's Samuelson with the ball. Samuelson with 17 seconds to play. Bounce pass out to Williamson. Now to Schomp, left side. Backs up, throws up a three-pointer. In and out, no good. Rebound Williamson of Northwestern. Outlet pass goes to the far sideline. Vandermotten has got the ball. Vandermotten now with 3 seconds, 2 seconds, and this one is going to be over. The Northwestern Red Raiders, ranked number 8 in the country, showing why they are ranked in the top 10 of the nation. They destroy Hastings College today. After jumping out to a 43-18 halftime lead, they go on to beat Hastings today by a score of 77-45. So Northwestern improves to 10 wins and 3 losses on the season. They're now 5-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, and Hastings College will go to 7-7 after this loss today, the second straight loss for the Broncos. Hastings now 3-4 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Again, the final score was Northwestern beating Hastings today by a score of 77-45. We'll be back to recap this one for you right after this.
Don't miss any of the action. Join Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $75 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletics and cultural events for the entire academic year. Football, volleyball, a nationally ranked men's and women's soccer, plus theater productions, band and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Just $75 for your entire family for the entire year. Call 402-461-7327 to join or find us online at hastings.edu/crimson.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Shop at Rogers Incorporated for the area's largest selection of appliances from Amana, KitchenAid, Maytag, and Whirlpool. A staff that knows their products inside and out, the best price, and most of all, the service. From when you walk in to the delivery to your home, you'll see why Rogers Service built this business.
Rogers Incorporated, better service built this business.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Boltman Center in Orange City here this afternoon. The women's game in the books. Northwestern wins it over Hastings by the score of 77-45. The Broncos went 6 minutes and 45 seconds of the first half without scoring a single point. Northwestern got out to a 43-18 halftime lead and really were never threatened in the second half as they go on to win today by the score of 77-45. Northwestern now 10-3 on the season, 5-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings is going to be leaving Orange City shaking their heads here today. Broncos now 7-7 on the season. They're 3-4 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They've got a couple of non-conference games down in Kansas next Monday and Tuesday. This is the final conference game for Hastings before the Christmas break. Nobody in double figures for Hastings here in the ballgame today. Cammie Breckman, she led the way with 9 points. Breckman had a two-pointer and a three-pointer. She was 4 out of 8 from the free throw line. Sarah Williamson had 4 field goals. She was 0 out of 1 from the stripe. She scores 8. The other scorers, Laurel Zwiener, had 6 points today, a couple of field goals, and she was 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. 5 points for Brittany Wong and a 3 and a 2. She was 0 of 1 from the line. Frankie Peterson, 4 points and a couple of field goals. She fouled out with 40.5 seconds to play. The other scorers for Hastings, Melissa Thompson had a field goal. She was 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 3 points. 3 points also for Taz Yorig in the ball game today. Yorig had a field goal, and she was 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Hastings hit 10 out of 18 from the charity stripe today. Northwestern, they were 15 out of 30 from the line. They were led today by Karen Hudson. She scores 15 points in the first half, ends up with 18 for the ball game. So Hudson leads the way with 18. Samantha Kleinsasser had 13 points today. Mallory Cunard had 11. Other scorers for Northwestern, Paige O'Neill had 5 points today. Whitney Vandermotten had 2. Allie Dunkelberger had 7 points. Mackenzie Small, she had 7. Cassidy Brian had 4 points. Kendra DeYoung, second leading scorer in the conference, averaging 18 points per ball game, scores just 3 field goals and 6 points here in this one today. Ashley Williamson, she comes up with 2. So Northwestern wins it today easily over Hastings College, 77-45. Final shooting numbers in the ball game. Northwestern hit 29 out of 30 from the field for 58%. Hastings College hitting only 23% from the field today. They were 16 out of 69. Free throws again. Northwestern was 15 out of 30. Hastings College was 10 out of 18. Three-pointers. Hastings hit only 3 out of 17 on three-pointers today for 17.6%. Northwestern was 4 out of 6 for 66%. Rebounds. Northwestern had 46. Hastings College had 33. Broncos did come up with 15 offensive rebounds today compared to 9 for Northwestern. Turnovers, Hastings ended up with 19 in the ball game today, officially 25 for Northwestern. Broncos had 15 steals compared to 10 for Northwestern. Hastings with one block shot. Northwestern had four block shots. But Hastings, again, 23% from the field today and 17% from three-point territory, and that's not going to get the job done against a very good Northwestern team, especially when they hit 50-plus percent in each category today. Northwestern, an easy time over Hastings College as they beat the Broncos today by a score of 77-45.